High school football is on the air. This is the Coach's Pregame Show, brought to you by Furniture Direct. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct, just south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings.
And good evening. Welcome to high school football tonight on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central playing at Hastings High tonight as we spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Sean Mulligan. Coach, it's on the schedule and it's maybe just another game, but obviously a big game for everybody involved here.
It is a bigger game than the normal game based on the fact that you see the coaches and you see the kids around the community. So it gives you a little bit of bragging rights if you can win this game.
Obviously, you guys just want to keep the momentum going. You've won a couple of ball games, have played pretty well the past 2 weeks, and you really don't want to stumble here.
No, we don't. We want to continue to get better each and every week, and I think that we have done that pretty much the entire season. We ran to kind of a buzzsaw at the beginning of the season with four very, very good football teams that all have been rated at some point, and we'll all be in the playoffs. And so it's gotten a little bit easier for us the last couple of weeks, but again, we played quality teams, and we just played better. So I'm very happy with where we're at right now.
Picked up a win over Gehring to break that four-game losing streak, and then went on the road and played Alliance last week. Didn't play very well in the first half, played not too bad in the second half.
Yeah, when you travel 5 hours and you don't have school that day, everybody was out of their routine, and it really showed for us in the first half. We were sluggish. We didn't, offensively we had no negative plays, but we were just not able to move the ball. And defensively we played well the whole entire game, had a little bit of an attitude adjustment at halftime, and played a little bit better in the second half.
Talk about the defensive effort. Played extremely well against Alliance.
Yeah, that was a completely different football team. In the last 2 weeks against Gehring and Alliance, early in the season, we only had one or two guys that would be around the ball. I mean, last week it was like, holy cow, we must have at least 13, 14 guys that were on the field, because we had guys everywhere. And it was really, really fun to watch the kids just rally to the ball. They really fed off each other and played extremely well for 2 weeks, and now I expect to do again tonight.
Coach, what about the last 2 weeks? Have you seen major growth in this football team?
I wouldn't say major growth, but I have seen growth as far as confidence. We've started a number of younger people on both sides of the ball, and so they're 6 weeks into the season. For example, Max Winkler is our leading tackler on defense, and he's just a sophomore. But he's actually controlling our defense out there. He's calling our formations, the strengths and stuff, and for a sophomore to do that is very unusual in my tenure here at Adams Central. And that's just a kid that's just becoming more confident in himself, and you see that from a number of the players, and then that makes us a little bit better football team.
Hastings High here tonight. The matchup has got to a lot of relationships. A good friend, Charlie Shoemaker, is the head coach over there. Now Brandon Jacob, as we understand, played on the Silver Lake team that you guys were all part of back in 2003. So there's a lot of connections in this thing.
There is. And this isn't the first time I've coached against Charlie. He was at Grand Island Central Catholic before, and I've been the defensive coordinator here at Adams Central. So we've met up a number of times throughout the last few years here. So it's, other than the fact that I'm now a head coach and he's a head coach and we're competing in that capacity against each other, is a little bit different. And then Coach Jacobitz adding to my staff, he's a former player of both of ours, probably adds a little bit to it. But I'm just trying to beat Hastings High. He's trying to beat Adams Central. I happen to be the coach. He happens to be the coach. And we just both want to get a win.
Obviously, with the schedule the way it has been, you've seen a lot of Hastings High in the films, because the opponents they're playing is the opponents you're playing the week of. So you've seen a lot of film on Hastings High.
They've seen a lot more of us than we've seen of them. They've followed us a little bit more this season. So as they're preparing for their next week, we're on film. And honestly, when I do film work, I only focus on one side of the ball. I never watch the other team. I might occasionally here or there maybe spend 5 or 10 minutes and just kind of watch the other team. But we've never actually followed a Hastings game, but we've had some of their film throughout the season. So this week has been the first time I've really actually spent time watching them on film, because you never look ahead. You're always looking at the team you're playing this next week.
How has the practice been this week? Do you know you're playing a special opponent this week?
It hasn't been a whole lot different. We were a little bit flat on Tuesday. We started off flat on Wednesday, but the energy was raised up real quickly. And offensively, we're practicing very well. And defensively, I get a couple kids that have some bumps and bruises that we're trying to keep out a little bit. So that ruins a little bit of the performance in practice. But no, there's a sense of getting it done. And the film work and the preparation as far as what we're going to do has been very, very good.
As far as the ball game is concerned, are you just trying to control all the hype right off the bat to make sure the kids are not too high when this game gets started?
Yeah, I have a tendency to to try to motivate the kids and be a little bit more of a rah-rah coach beforehand. This is a game where I don't do that. I don't need to add any extra fuel to the fire because the game is a four-quarter game and we don't want to be burnt out beforehand. So they know the importance of the game. There's no reason for any type of motivation. The motivation should come from inside.
Coach, what about the Tigers? What impressed you most about their team?
They are a little bit different defensively as far as what they try to do. You know, the coverages that they have, I know me and Brecken Reed have been spending some time trying to exactly figure out where they're supposed to be because it's not normal compared to what teams that we see. So that's a strength that they have where it's a little bit different. And then offensively, they're very similar to us, especially with their quarterback going down, is trying to run the ball a lot of the Veer game. Charlie's always been a big Veer guy, and he'll continue to do so this game too. But, you know, they try to do what they do well, and we try to do the same thing, and hopefully it's successful.
Coach, what about the problems on defense? Are they showing you a different type of look, so maybe you're accustomed to? Or what?
Well, it's a kind of a 3-3 stack. In their corners, they a lot of times press coverage, and then they don't necessarily get to a deep quarter. A lot of times they have flat responsibility, and that's very unusual. Most of the time quarters have the deep responsibility, and then the outside linebackers have the flat coverage. So it's just a little bit different as far as our quarterbacks reading the coverage on that. Hopefully we can run the ball very well the entire game and don't have to throw it a whole lot, but we're a throw first team, and we will throw it whether we run it or not just because that's what we do well.
Vinny going down with Blaine Dritch, quarterback. They're more of a running type of football team than maybe if you saw this team earlier.
Yeah, if we can make them one-dimensional, if we can take the runway – run away from them and make them throw the ball, we're in a very, very good situation based on the fact that that's not something that they do well right now because of the situation that they're put into.
What are you telling your team? A couple of things you absolutely have to get done tonight.
Be balanced on the offensive side of the ball, which we have been since week one. We've run the ball consistently. Mark Zexer has done a very good job of running the ball. Got to have a little bit better ball security. Our completion percentage has been very good. We need to take advantage of certain situations, and we got to get the ball into Cole Spady's hand. Last week, we only targeted him twice. It wasn't anything that Alliance did, but you know he's the leading receiver in the state in yardage and receptions, and we only threw it to him twice. And so we were trying to spread the ball around maybe a little bit too much. We got to continue to make sure that Hastings High knows that he's on the field, and they have to account for him.
Okay, Coach.
Thank you.
Sean Mulligan, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around and check in with Charlie Shoemaker over at Hastings High as our pregame show continues after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Feeling like you need to go out of town for the best value on your new furniture? Why waste your time when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why drive when you can get more than you expect? Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
Hey, we're back on tonight's pregame show as we get you sent for Hastings High and Adams Central. Tonight's been a couple of months with Hastings High head coach Charlie Shoemaker. And, Coach, it's Adams Central, Hastings High. Any need for any extra motivation this week?
I think the kids are just excited. You know, they know everybody from AC and vice versa. So, I mean, I think they're excited to get out there and play the game.
Coaching staffs know each other, too.
Yeah, we've got some history there. And obviously at Grand Island Central Catholic, we played Adams Central a lot. So, you know, it's definitely it's fun when you get those opportunities to play those games.
Last week, you overcome five fumbles in the football game and beat Schuyler by a score of 42-20. Other than the fumbles, played a pretty good football game.
Yeah, you know, really, I thought we had a lot of spots where we were pretty efficient, both sides of the ball. We just carried the ball loose a few times. We dropped a punt and, you know, some of those things. And those are things you got to clean up when you play in a good team like Adams Central. I mean, that's going to give you trouble.
You had a couple of turnovers right off of the bat against Schuyler, and a lot of times teams fold after that. Your team did not.
Yeah, you know, that's on the plus side. You look at the fighting through adversity. We certainly did that, you know, the two early turnovers, and we got up 14-0, and then they got one right on us at the end of half, and we were able to bounce back and right away, you know, put points on the board in the second half. So fighting through the adversity, I mean, we've had plenty of that this year, and our kids have done a nice job for the most part.
Blaine Dreher had 207 yards of a total offense in the ball game. Had about 118 on the ground, 87 through the air. He's growing into his position now at quarterback.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've talked about that the last few weeks. It just, you know, every day is a good day for him to get better at that position, and he's really starting to get a little more comfortable. You know, it's going to be a tougher task tonight. Obviously, Adams Central's a quality football team, but I've just seen a lot of things with him the last two, 3 weeks that he's really grown into that.
You were able to do a lot more offensively last week, rang up over 300 yards of total offense against Schuyler, and you ran some different things last week.
Yeah, we did. You know, we put in a few different quarterback things in there, and we really executed them very well. And so that was nice to see on our end. You know, we're starting to kind of whittle it down to what we think Blaine can be real successful with and feels comfortable doing throwing the ball. We were able to do that as well. So, you know, the more we do that throughout the week and each week, you know, unfortunately, we're probably going to run out of weeks as we go, but, you know, he's really doing a nice job with that.
Your defense gives up 171 last week. What are you seeing on that side of the ball?
You know, I thought for the most part our defense played really well. You know, we gave up the long pass, and I think they had maybe another one that was a pretty good chunk of yards, but I thought we tackled a lot better, and they had a couple running backs that were pretty good. You know, they were low to the ground, strong runners, and, you know, we did a nice job with those things. So we're going to have to continue to get better with that. We're definitely going to have to be better at defending the pass this week because AC is going to throw it a lot, and, you know, we need to be ready for that.
So it's Adams Central tonight, a team that is 2-4. They've won their last two ball games. What have you seen out of them?
You know, I've kind of seen every game as we've gone because we've had similar opponents, so we've just kind of seen them develop and get a little bit better with their spread offense, and they're always very sound on defense, and you know, they do a lot of nice things, and they're a team that just doesn't really hurt themselves, and they've always been that way, and so we've got to make sure we do the same, and we've got to control the clock and keep their offense off the field.
Brecken Reed, their quarterback, what have you seen out of him?
I was real impressed with him. I think he's a really good player, and he's got a real strong arm. I've seen a lot of throws where he's making from the right hash all the way over to the left sideline. So any kid that can do that is a pretty legit quarterback. And the scary part about him is his mobility, and he really does a nice job. He probably doesn't light up the stat board with rushing yards, but he's very effective when he does run the ball.
They've got a lot of weapons in the rushing attack, and especially outside with Cole Spady leading the state right now in Class B.
Yeah, you know, he's a tall, lanky receiver, and they get a lot of one-on-one matchups with him because they've got Wormstead on the other side when they do their trips formations. So they definitely have all the pieces in place, and the other two kids that run receiver are good receivers as well. And then they've got Zexer in the backfield that does a nice job.
Talk about some of the things that Hastings I will have to do tonight to get out here with a win.
Well, you know, I think a lot of it is making sure we're getting into our checks by their formation and what we're in for coverages, and we can't give them the same look all the time. We need to make sure that they're kind of guessing with us or play the little chess game out there. So, and then I really think tackling in space and preventing the big play is going to be a real crucial aspect to our defensive game plan. Offensively, we've got to make sure we try to get our, you know, get the sticks moving and just keep moving the ball and you know, take advantage of things when we get them.
Your offense, if you'll need to sustain drives and take it down the field to keep their offense on the sideline?
You know, I think a lot of it is, you know, being efficient offensively. You know, I mean, we're a little different. We're not looking for that deep home run ball, I guess. But we do have some things, and Blaine does have an arm that he can do it. The accuracy becomes an issue. But we've got some plays in. We've had them in for a long time. But, you know, they're scoring plays, and if we make the right reads and get the right looks, I mean, we can do that, but we've got to execute that when we get down there. But, you know, in a game like this, special teams are going to be huge. Turning the ball over is going to be huge. Limiting penalties is going to be huge.
All right, good luck today.
Thanks.
Charlie Shoemaker, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings High at Adams Central tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Coach's Pregame Show brought to you by Furniture Direct. Get more than you'd expect when you shop Furniture Direct, just south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings, and online at FurnitureDirect.com. Stay tuned. Play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
High school football is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And high
again, everybody. Welcome to high school football action tonight here on 1230 KHIS at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, it's Adams Central taking on the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. Both teams are 2-4 on the season. Both teams coming off of wins last week. Adams Central going on the road and beating Alliance by the score of 14-7. Hastings High going on the road last week and knocking off Schuyler 42-20. I'm Mike Willen, call the play-by-play for you tonight. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. And, Jimmy, really, you got to mention on this one, it's Adams Central and Hastings High tonight. We expect a good one.
Yeah, it should be a good matchup. And just watching the coin toss, these guys are all friends. I mean, they know each other in one capacity or the other, whether it's summer league baseball, any sporting activities, and just being around town. They know each other very well. The coaches know each other very well. Kind of an interesting story. Seen that in the Hastings Tribune. Sean Mulligan was on the same coaching staff as Charlie Shoemaker at Silver Lake. Well, they had a player that's on the sidelines for Adams Central, and Brandon Jacobitz, who played here at Hastings College. So they know each other very well, and should be an interesting game very quickly. We are about underway here, but a couple of 2-4 teams, as you said, should be a great game. Probably the last time we're going to see this matchup in quite some time.
Yeah, we'll tell you about that coming up throughout the broadcast here tonight. There's a ball kicked off by Adams Central, fielded by a short man for Hastings High, and then it fumbled back here. The Tigers fumbled the football at the 27-yard line. I think they get back on top of it. So some problems on special teams. Running the ball back there was Pedroza for Hastings High, and the ball just popped out of his arms there, and he had to go back and retrieve it at the 28-yard line. That's something that both coaches talked about in the pregame just minutes ago. Turnovers, you certainly don't want to turn it over on the opening kickoff.
Well, we had the Tigers last week in Schuyler, and they had an awful time on kickoff coverage, and I'm sure Adams Central seen that on film. They had a tough time fielding the football, and that was a tough field there by Pedroza. Lucky to get back on top of it, and now it's Dreher in this offense.
All right, Blaine Dreher's going to hand the ball away to Dylan Rudd as he angles off on the right side across the 30-yard line out to about the 31, so just a short gain. Blaine Dreher, the quarterback, Kobe Pedroza, and Dylan Rudd in the backfield for Hastings High. Richard Norris at tight end. Wide receivers will be Sam Reimer and Bryant Minkey. And across the front, you've got Michael Shaw, Trevor Stone, Zane Gardner, also Aaron Brakenhoff, and Emil Sommerfeld getting the start for Hastings High tonight offensively. There's another running play that's going to be drug down in the backfield back here at the 29-yard line. So a loss of a couple of yards in a play. Zach Wysoski in on the stop there for the Adams Central defense. AC will go with Kendall Oberheide, Trevor Brumgardner, and Zach Wysoski across the front along with the K.O. Pleak. Linebackers will be Winkler, Heikinson, also Ziegler, and also Tyler Wormstad. Here's a pass that's going to be caught out here by Reimer across the 35 out to the 40-yard line. That's going to be a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. In the backfield for AC, we're going to have Christian Anderson, also Brecken Reed, and Cole Spady in the ball game here tonight. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service in three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. So Hastings High gets the first down, their first offensive possession here tonight. They move the ball out here to the 40-yard line. A fake to Dylan Rutt, and here's Blaine Dreher running with the ball. He's going to be smothered back here at the 39-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Adams Central defensively, and coming up to make this stop will be Austin Heiken. So it's going to be a second down and 11 situation here for the Adams Central Patriots. 10.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. No score between the Tigers and the Adams Central Patriots here tonight. Second and 11. Here's a running play again to Rutt. He's going to be stopped. Gets it back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Max Winkler, the sophomore linebacker there for the Patriots, in on the stop.
One thing we see out of Hastings High last week, Mike, they had some tough times up on that offensive line, and if they're going to be successful here tonight, they've got to do a much better job blocking. This is a very physical front four that Adams Central has on the field. There's some much bigger guys than Schuyler had. They're going to have to do a much better job, and they've shown it here on this the last two rushing plays, a loss of one, a no gain, and now the Tigers and Dreher look at a third down and about 11 at the 39-yard line.
Dreher sprints out left side, throws the ball. It's going to be caught down here at the Adams Central 49-yard line. Nice catch there by Bryant Minkey. That should be enough for another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down, and it is. That was a nice throw by Blaine Dreher for Hastings. I've noticed Blaine has got his left hand wrapped up here tonight. Charlie didn't say much during the week about any injury sustained to Blaine Dreher, but the quarterback for Hastings has got a wrap on his left hand there for the Tigers. Of course, he's in there for Vinny Schmidt, who was lost for the season with a knee injury. There's a running play. That's going to be Dreher running the ball. A read option there is Dreher just took the ball straight ahead for a couple of yards down to the Adams Central 46-yard line. This is what the Tigers want to do here tonight. That's keep the Adams Central Patriot offense on the sideline. Got to have ball control, according to Charlie Shoemaker, in this ball game tonight.
The way you really do, and your best friend is to keep that football away from Brecken Reed and Cole Spady. They've got their offense has really started humming here in the last couple of weeks.
Second down and 7 yards to go. Here's run again. He's going to carry the ball. He's going to be stacked up by a bunch of Adams Central Patriots. That's Kyler Wormstad coming up to make the stop there for AC. Max Winkler also in there for the Patriots on defense. Winkler with 41 stops so far this year. In fact, he's their leading tackler in this defensive unit, just a sophomore for the Adams Central Patriots.
And Winky doing a great job. You heard Sean Mulligan talk about it. He's making all the defensive calls out there. And just a sophomore, he's a good-looking prospect for several more years.
Here's some blitz coming from the backside, and the ball's going to be caught down there at the Adams Central 30, down to the 25 to the 23-yard line. Wayne Dreher was buried on the play, and that was a nice catch and run there by Nick Sad down there for Hastings High. Cole Spady hit on the tackle there for the Adams Central Patriots. So the Hastings High Tigers look good here in this opening drive.
Well, Andrea was able to find an open hole out there. I don't think he ever seen the ball caught downfield by Sad. As you said, Wormstad and several Patriots coming in there and burying. But that is three consecutive pass completions for 45 yards. Tigers on the march. They got it down to the 22-yard line.
That's another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Here's a running play again to Dylan Wright. He breaks through there, run across the 15-yard line down to about the 14. So Dylan Wright carrying the mail there for Hastings High. Tackle is made in there by Austin Heineken for the Adams Central Patriots. The 5'8", 165-pound junior linebacker. Very impressed with the Tigers here on this opening drive.
Well, they've done it basically off the arm of Dreher, 45 yards on this drive, just 14 on the ground, but they've done a good job moving this football down and another pass play.
A pass play here to the near side is going to be just out of the outstretched hands there of Sad. They fake the ball up inside to kind of freeze the linebackers there and then try to come over here in the flat. The pass was delivered high by Dreher over to Sad. Incomplete pass. It's going to bring up a third down and one situation. The ball is down here at the Adams Central 13-yard line. With 7 minutes and 53 seconds to play here in this first quarter, the Tigers have used the entire clock so far. Play comes in now as Blaine Dreher came to the sideline to talk with head coach Charlie Shoemaker as he returns to the line of scrimmage now. Third down and a yard from the Adams Central 13-yard line. Dreher is going to fake the ball to Rutt, and Dreher takes it off with the left end. He's going to have the first down and more as he takes it inside the 10-yard line down to about the 8. Tyler Wormstad in the stop there for the Adams Central Patriots, the 185-pound, 5'11" senior linebacker. And again, the Hastings High Tigers, they've got a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down here at the Adams Central 8-yard line.
Very impressive, 64 yards on the drive. The Tigers looking at a first and goal, 7:26 left to go here in the first quarter. Nice drive.
Here's a pass again over here to the near side. It's going to be caught by Sad inside the 5-yard line. He's inside the 5 down to about the 3. Nick Sad, a little quick pass thrown out here. Grabs the ball, takes the ball down to about the 3-yard line. Brecken Reed in the stop there. And Kendall Overheide for the Adams Central defense. But Hastings High knocking on touchdown door. They've got the ball inside the Adams Central red zone down here at about the 3-yard line. Second down and goal for the Tigers at the Hastings High, or the Adams Central 3-yard line. There's a running play by Brelling Dreher, and he takes it right into the end zone for a touchdown. Hastings High takes the ball right downfield and stuffs it down the Adams Central Patriots' throat here in his first quarter. 6:52 to play, 6-0 Tigers.
Very impressive for Charlie Shoemaker's Tigers. For Dreher, that is now his 6th rushing touchdown of the year. Dreher coming in with 323 yards on the ground. He was installed in as quarterback when Vinny Schmidt went down, but he directed a beautiful drive, 4 of 5 passing on that drive, and the PAT coming here for the Tigers.
Ball is down. The kick is up. The PAT goes sailing to the uprights. It is good. The Hastings High Tigers have the lead here over Adams Central. That was a 14-play, 72-yard drive, near picture-perfect for the Hastings High Tiger offense. 6:52 to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 7, Adams Central nothing.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. Hastings High has never beaten Adams Central in high school football. That's 5 years that they have played. The Patriots have won each time. But right now, the Hastings High Tigers out on top of Adams Central by a score of 7-0 in this ball game. 14 plays, 72-yard drive in the opening possession of the ball game.
Well, and what I seen, what they really did well there was just the short passes. They continued to try to build confidence into Blaine Dreher again, in for the injured Vinny Schmidt. And it was just short pass plays. He got some good runs by the receivers after the catch, and they took a nice drive. Now we're going to have a short little pooch kick here.
A little kick in the middle of the field. They're not going to kick to either Warmstad or Mark Zexter. A kick away from them. Just have a little short pooch kick here that's covered up by the Patriots at the 35-yard line. So Adams Central with some pretty good field position here as their high-potent offense comes back out on the field for the first time here tonight. They average 416 yards per ball game, or right close to it, 265 yards passing and 148 yards rushing this year. For the Adams Central Patriots, Cole Spady is their go-to man. He leads the state in Class B as far as receptions are concerned and pass receiving yards. There's Zexter going in motion. Brecken Reed wants to throw across the middle. It's going to be caught there by Warmstad. Nice catch across the 48 inside Tiger territory down to the 46-yard line. That was a nice catch there by Kyler Warmstad of Adams Central. The ball was throwing a little bit behind Warmstad out there in the center of the field, but Kyler comes down with the ball. Tackle is made in there by Michael Collicott for the Hastings High Tiger defense.
Well, a good play there. We're going to see a whole lot of passing here by this Adams Central offense. That is what they have done this year, over 1,300 yards for Reed and for Wormstead. That is his 35th reception on the season, and a nice throw or a nice catch. That was kind of behind Kyler, and he was able to stick that meat hook up there and bring it in, get it across midfield down at the Tiger 47-yard line.
All right, two wide receivers to the left, one to the right side. Running play, Zexter across the 45 down to the 43-yard line. Zexter picks up about 4 yards in the play. Dylan Rutt into the stop there for the Hastings High Tiger defense. Zexter did not play the opening ball game this year against Grand Island Northwest. Since then, 81 carries, 560 yards, and but 4 touchdowns so far this year for the Patriots.
Tell you what, we can keep up on this pace. We're going to have a wild finish here. Nobody wants to really play defense. Adams Central now, after starting back in their own territory, they've got a couple of plays now. Got it into Tiger territory down at the 42-yard line, 5:55. And counting here in quarter number one, Tigers lead 7-0, but the Patriots on the move.
All right, here's Brecken Reed. He throws a near side. It's going to be caught here and then dropped on the sideline. Over here for Adams Central was Peyton Broderick. He was hit hard there by D'Angelo Nicolarson that drawed the ball loose. That's going to bring up a third down situation now. Third down and 5 yards to go. So a good bunch of wide receivers there for Adams Central. Warmstad. You're also going to see Jack Keller in there, Cole Spady, Dylan Glazer, the top unit. As Adams Central will go with 4 wideouts on this particular play. 3 comes to the right side and 1 to the left side. Brecken Reed looking at a third down and 5 situation from the 42. Reed backs up. There's a pass across the middle. It's going to be caught there by Spady. And Spady has dropped to the 30-yard line, but that's going to be enough for a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Just a slant pattern across the middle there. It was a grab by Spady. Bryant Mickey on the stop there for the Hastings High Tiger defense. But a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down here at the 30-yard line.
Great job there by that offensive line, giving Brecken enough time to throw. Spady lined up on the left side of the formation, coming down about 7-8 yards, and just cut it in, was able to get ahead of his defender. And for Spady, that is now his 37th catch of the season. Spady with a great year, 659 yards. We'll give him 12 on that carry the football down at the 30-yard line, and another first down.
Jack Keller goes to the left side. There's a sweep now to Kyler Warmstad, and Warmstad's going to be hit the backfield, and down he goes back here at the 34-yard line. Warmstad again was the running back, the number one running back for Adams Central last year. They switched him to wide receiver this year. He comes back and gets the handoff there. Tackle is made by Blaine Dreher, the Hastings High Tiger defense. A loss of about 4 yards in the play. It's going to bring up second down and 14.
We talked about this last week in Skyler, how valuable that Blaine Dreher is to be able to put him in there, quarterback. He was a slot back up until Vinny got hurt. but he can run the football very effectively. He's got some great speed, and you look at Dreher on the defensive side of things, the leading tackler, and he's going to be all over the field tonight. You'll announce his name a lot on both, obviously, on the defensive side of things.
Here's Reed. He wants to throw the ball down the left sideline. It's going to be caught down at the 10-yard line, but he was out of bounds. They put a lot of air under the ball there. They just threw it down the left sideline. He was out of bounds. Cole Spady came up with it but couldn't keep his feet in bounds. Brian Minkey back there in coverage. That's going to be a good matchup all night long tonight with Spady for Adams Central as a wide receiver and Brian Minkey the corner for the Hastings High Tigers. Third down and 14 yards to go now for Adams Central. Ball is down here at the Hastings High 34-yard line. Tigers have the lead over the Patriots tonight in this inner-city rivalry here. 7-0 is the score. Keller's your wide receiver to the left side of the formation. Three wide receivers split out wide to the right. Third down and 14 yards to go for Brecken Reed as he waits for the snap. Brecken has got the ball. Sprints out right side. Holds it. Here comes some backside pressure. A pass across the middle. It's going to be caught and then dropped. Tyler Warmstadt had it in his hands inside the 20-yard line and then dropped the ball. And Adams Central will now be looking at fourth down and 14 yards to go. Dylan Rutt back in coverage for the Hastings High Tigers.
Well, in good coverage downfield, his number one buddy has been Cole Spady all year long. Spady was locked up down there, wasn't able to get it to him, and then he was able to buy some time coming over the near side of the field, threw that football down there just a little bit past the outstretched hands of Wormstadt. He makes that catch, though. It's still going to be a couple of yards short, and I believe we're going to see Sean Mulligan kind of in no man's land, as we like to say. So they'll go for it here on fourth down. It'll be a fourth and 14 call. You've got that in your playbook, don't you?
Three wideouts to the left. I certainly would throw the ball here. One to the right side for the 34 of Hastings High. Brecken Reed, play action pass, throws it across the middle. It's caught by Wormstadt at the 25 to the 20 to the 15 to the 10 down to the 9-yard line. First down. A Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. A little quick popper right across the middle to Kyler Wormstadt. Takes the ball to the 9-yard line, and he is tackled there by Dylan Rutt.
Needed 14. They pick up 25 on that play. I think that was the same play. Just Kyler stayed in there, or Brecken stayed in the pocket there and delivered that across the middle. And he was able to get ahead of Rudd and beat him in the foot race downfield. Again, Wormstadt picks up 25 yards. They get it inside the 10-yard line. It'll be a first and goal with 4:08 and counting here in the first quarter.
That's tough to handle with a Spady on one side and Kyler Wormstadt on the other. That time Wormstadt got loose. Here's a pass to Spady. It's going to be behind him. A slant pattern. Spady lined up as a wide receiver to the right side. Not a very good pass thrown that time by Brecken Reed, who has been very good this year, completing about 57% of his passes. That one was behind Cole Spady. Incomplete pass. Second down and goal. Adams Central has got the ball down here at the Hastings High 9-yard line. This is their opening possession of the ball game. Hastings High, all they did on their first possession is go 14 plays, 72 yards, and stuck it in the end zone. A 3-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Blaine Dreher. Adams Central huddling. They come up to the line of scrimmage now in second down and goal from the 9. Wormstadt and Keller, your wide receivers, split to the left side. Spady goes to the right side. Zexter is in the backfield. Here's Brecken Reed. Option play. Zexter grabs the ball at the 10, hurls the man at the 9. He's down to the 5, down to the 4-yard line. Mark Zexter carrying the ball down to the 4. For Adams Central, they'll be looking at a third down situation. Third down down for the Patriots. Dylan Rutt again into the stop there for the Hastings High Tiger defense. So the ball resting between the 4 and 5-yard lines now of Adams Central. We have Hastings High.
And number 34. Michael Holocaust.
They're down here at the 4.5-yard line, 3 minutes and 27 seconds to play in a rapidly moving first quarter. Each team has had the ball once. So Adams Central, another big third down call down here in the Tiger red zone at the 4-yard line. Wide receivers all over the place. Brecken Reed fakes the ball to Zexter. Brecken Reed takes the ball around left end, down to the 2, down to the 1. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. Brecken Reed takes it in from 4 yards out. They belly to the lone setback back there. Zexter in the middle of the line. And Brecken Reed just pulls it out. He has that Reed there and pulls it around the left end, and he takes it into the end zone for the touchdown, and it's 7-6 Tigers.
Yeah, Brecken Reed calling his own number there. That's Brecken's third touchdown rushing this season on 36 carries. Now, the Patriots did rush it a whole lot. We don't expect to see much running out of this Patriot football team anymore. Only 4 carries, but they got a touchdown on the board.
Here comes the extra point now. It's going to be up there, and the extra point goes through the uprights. It is good by Sebastian Heyman. And the Adams Central Patriots have come back to tie the score here. They score in their first possession of the ball game. They take it right down the field. They score with 3 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings High 7, Adams Central 7.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. Congratulations to the Hastings High softball team. The Tigers won the district championship this afternoon at the Smith Complex. They will play in the state tournament beginning next Wednesday. Here comes the run up on the boot. Hastings High is going to let it go back to their deep men. They'll field this one at the 10-yard line. Back quickly to the 20, out to about the 23. That's Josh Dykes returning the ball there for Hastings High. So it'll be the Tigers getting the ball for the second time here today. So two very impressive drives there, Jimmy, as the Hastings High goes 14 plays, 72 yards. Adams Central, 11 plays, 65-yard drive here in the first quarter, and it's 7-7.
Yeah, and you look at both the quarterbacks. Dreher didn't throw the football a whole lot last week up at Schuyler, but he's already thrown it five times, completed four for 50 yards. You look at Brecken Reed on the other side. He's thrown it seven times. He's got 53 yards on the board. So both teams really loosening things up and moving the football around. Tigers now with their second drive. They got the football at the 24-yard line.
Here's Blaine Dreher. He's going to run the ball across the 25 to the 30, out to the 35-yard line. That's going to be very close to another first down for Hastings High. Tackle is made in by Brecken Reed. So the Tigers finding something that's working out there as far as rushing the football against the Adams Central Patriot defense. AC has been very good on defense this year. But that's a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as they pick up a 10-yard gain there. Running the quarterback, Blaine Dreher, he's got the ball at the 34.
First down number five on the night for the Tiger offense. And for Dreher, that's already five carries. 22 yards will give him 11 on that carry.
There's a handoff there to a Michael Collicott, who's into the ball game now as he brings the ball close to the 35-yard line. Zach Wasowski into the stop there for the Adams Central Patriot defense. The defensive tackle at 225 pounds and his sophomore. We'll give Michael Collicott a pickup of one in the play as he moves the ball just across the 35-yard line. Second down and 9 yards to go now for Hastings High. Tigers moving from our right to our left here in the first quarter of play. Play action pass, Blaine Dreher. Goes into the far side. The ball is going to be caught over there and out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Josh Dykes gets the reception there for Hastings High. Grabs it right in front of the Adams Central bench and then skips out of bounds. That's another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down for the Tigers. And boy, Hastings High looks like a completely different football team here tonight.
Well, they really do. And the confidence level of Blaine Dreher from 1 week to the next, he had some very errant passes up in Schuyler last week. But, man, this kid's on the money. The one kid completion should have probably been caught. That one there goes for 10 and another first down.
Here's a Dreher. He's going to run the ball in the option, but he's going to be stacked up in the backfield. Blaine Dreher wants to run the football himself there, and he's immediately stopped on the play by Kendall Oberheide. Oberheide is a big boy at 6'2", 230 pounds, and a senior for the Patriots. That's a loss back to the 43-yard line, so now it'll be Hastings High looking at second down and 12 yards to go.
Well, the Tigers haven't been very successful. Dreher's tried to pull that out a couple of times and call his own number around the tackles, but this, again, that front four of Adams Central is very stout.
Here's Dreher, throws the ball. It's going to be caught again here on the near sideline and out of bounds. Reimer grabs the ball there. He's out of bounds at the 49-yard line. So a completed pass there. Tackle is made by Christian Anderson, who runs him out of bounds over here on the near sideline. Hastings High picking up about 5 yards into play. They're still going to be about 5 or 6 yards short of the first down as they've got the ball between the 49 and 50-yard line. A 1:33 left here in the first quarter. 7-7 between Adams Central and Hastings High tonight. Wide receivers left and right for Dreher. Play action pass. The pass across the middle is going to be caught there. Nice grab at the 40 at the 35-yard line. Still on his feet down to about the 31. Nice grab there for the Hastings High Tigers. Big, tall wide receiver there for the Tigers. And grabbing the ball down there was a Zane Bender. Bender at 6'5", 210 pounds, and a junior. He climbs the ladder there, Jimmy. That's a big target. Dreher got him the ball, and Bender picks up the Crozier Park, or the Cruiser Park Pharmacy, first down.
That is the fifth different receiver tonight that Blaine Dreher is able to find. And for Bender, a big target out there right across the middle, 19 on the game.
Here's a Collicott with the ball between the two tackles there as he takes it right into the teeth of the buzzsaw down to about the Adams Central 26-yard line. So far, the Patriots defensively have no answer for the Hastings rushing attack here tonight. Cale Pleak picked up the last tackle there for Adams Central.
And now we got, Kyler Wormstadt went down, was rolling around on the turf, but he is up. But, yeah, they have been able to do anything they want. And, boy, the passes have been right on the money to all the receivers. Again, Dreher with 8 pass attempts. He's got 7 completions, nearing 100 yards in the game.
Again, they faked the ball to Collicott, and Dreher is going to run the ball himself, and he's going to be immediately stacked up. So as effective as he has been passing the football here tonight, is running, they pretty much had him pretty much contained when Dreher runs the ball. Cale Pleak in on the stop there for the Adams Central Patriot defense. Now it's 3rd down and 4 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 25-yard line. We got 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter, and it's a 7-7 ball game. Let's see if Hastings High elects to run another play here. I think they have to, as the clock is running at 16 seconds. The Tigers up to the line of scrimmage. Blaine Dreher's got the ball again. Slips a couple of tacklers. He gets into the open and cuts back. He's down at the 20-yard line, down to the 19. I think we got a penalty flag down. We do. It is back here at about the 26. And that's going to be a hold on Hastings High. So nice run there by Blaine Dreher. Cut it back to the near sideline, right to the center of the field there, Jimmy. But a holding call, that's going to cost the Tigers 10 yards.
This game, you look at offensively, both teams have done a tremendous job going up and down the field here with a 7-7 ball game. We're nearing the end of the first quarter, only 4 seconds left, but a clean ball game as well. That is just the first penalty flag here in this ball game.
So you'll march things off. And we'll see if the Tigers run another play here in this first quarter, down to 4 seconds to play. But the penalty that will bring the ball back to about the 37-yard line. Hastings High 7, Adams Central nothing. Or Adams Central 7. We're tied up. Now they run the clock, and that's going to be your first quarter score. So the first quarter in the books tonight here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field will take a break with a score. Hastings High 7, Adams Central 7.
Livingston Butler Vaughan's Funeral Home and Cremation.
When it comes to funerals and making pre-arrangements, Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home is the right choice in Hastings. Now, with over a century of service, every possible funeral choice, including on-site cremation, they are a friend to turn to when your need is greatest. By pre-arranging that funeral today with Butler Vaughan, it means your family will have more time to grieve and heal without all the last-minute decisions. Pre-arrange with Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Lloyd Wilson Field on a beautiful Friday night for football action between Adams Central and St. Cecilia. We'll look at some first quarter numbers. They brought to you by the Food Cupboard in Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. For Adams Central in that first quarter, again, quite a bit of offense, 63, total 53 through the air and 10 on the ground. 3 first downs for the Patriots. We look at Hastings High. They had 86 through the air on a great quarter of football for Blaine Dreher. 37 on the ground, 123 total. The Tigers with 8 first downs. Very impressive. Only 1 penalty in that first quarter of action. We talked about the distribution of the football by Dreher. He is connected to 5 different receivers. Reimer has 2 for 17. Sad has 1 for 24. Bender has 1 for 19, and Dykus 1 for 10 on the Patriots sideline. Wormstadt has 2 catches for 37 yards into the ballgame. Cole Spady, the leader, coming in, 1 catch with 12 yards. Your first quarter numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard in Hastings.
7-7 is the score. Adams Central and Hastings High here tonight. Tigers want to throw, and this is going to be a sack there. Blaine Dreher is going to be sacked on the play by Kendall Oberheide. Oberheide now credited with 4.5 sacks so far in this 2015 season. For the Adams Central Patriot defense, that's the 11th sack of the year for AC. And now push Hastings High back to 4th down and 21. Ball is pushed back here to the 41-yard line, and now it'll be Hastings High punting.
When you go back to looking at that penalty, that really is costly when a team has got a lot of mo and they're moving the football downfield. That really hampered the Tiger drive.
Here comes the kick now. It's going to be angled to the near side. It bounces at the 18-yard line. It kind of stays put right there. It's going to be down by Dykus at about the 20. Adams Central will take over. A 7-7 ball game between Hastings High and Adams Central. Jimmy mentioned it right before the ball game started tonight. This is probably the last time that we're going to see Adams Central and Hastings High play for a while in high school football. It's been rumored, and it's almost a done deal that Adams Central is going to be playing C1 football for the next couple of years. And the chances of this game being played in the years to come are going to be slim to none. That's too bad. I really enjoy the crosstown rivalry games, whether it's St. Cecilia or Hastings High or Adams Central. The coaches don't like it, but it's good for high school football.
Boy, there has been some dandies. We can go back to a St. Cecilia-Adams Central matchup here at Lloyd Wilson Field some years back, and boy, packed the stands. It was a good ball game.
Here's Brenken Reed, sprints out right side, holds it, now runs it, 20-25. He's at a 27 to the 28-yard line. So Brenken Reed picks up about 8 yards in the play. Bryant Mickey, another stop there for Hastings High. There is a chance that they would match up Hastings and Adams Central, Class B and Class C1, but both coaches would have to really agree on playing the football game. I've already had discussions with Sean Mulligan this week. He said he's not in favor of it, and he's not going to put it down on his official scheduling request sheet. And Charlie Shoemaker, I haven't had a chance to ask him the question, but if one doesn't like it, chances are it's not going to happen.
I can't imagine, you know, and we talked about their relationship coaching at Silver Lake some years ago, so it'll be interesting, but unfortunately, not going to be happening here for some years.
We got a timeout now. This one brought to you by Hess Auto Body. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a new paint job or auto body work, see Dave with the crew at Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. They'll get your vehicle looking good with every little timeout. We'll have more right after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products in Hastings. 10:41 to play second quarter, 7-7. Hastings and Adams Central here tonight. Patriots looking at second down and 3 yards to go from their own 27-yard line. AC moving from our right to our left here in this second quarter to play. There's a handoff to Zexter. Zexter takes the ball in between the two tackles there and gets it close to the 29-yard line. A pickup of about 2 yards in the play. It's going to bring up a third down and one situation now for the Adams Central Patriots. So third down and one for AC. The ball is sitting at the 29-yard line. Patriots huddling here after they get to play from the far sideline and head coach Sean Mulligan. Adams Central will send a wide receiver split out wide to the left side. That's going to be Spady. A trio of wide receivers will come to the right side of the formation now. Zexter in the backfield, just to the left of the quarterback, Brenken Reed. Brenken calling the signals. He's got it. There's a pass across the middle. It's going to be caught there by Spady. Gets away at the 40 to the 42, 43-yard line. That's going to be enough for a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. So Cole Spady, another slant pattern there. He leads the state in Class B in receiving yards and in receptions this week. He grabs the ball there out to the 43-yard line. Josh Dykison in the stop there for Hastings High defensively. But a first down there for Adams Central as they've got the ball now to 42-yard line.
Beautiful pass play there by Brecken Reed. Had all the time in the world back there to throw that. And then Spady lined up down in front of us here and just kind of run down, again, about 5-7 yards. Cutter back in the middle of the field, got loose from his defender. A beautiful pass by Brecken Reed. For Reed, that is his fourth completion on the night for the Patriots. Their fourth first down. They got the football at the 43-yard line.
Five wide receivers. Empty backfield now for AC. Brenken Reed backs up, throws it down the left sideline. Spady is out there. Jump ball. He makes a great catch down here at the 25-yard line. Brenken Reed goes up over the top of his defensive back there. Josh Dykus, a sensational catch there by Spady, and that's another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down.
First down number 5, and again, Spady lined up on the near side of the field, and instead of running the slant pattern, he just took it right up the sidelines right in front of the Tiger bench. And for Brecken Reed, what a thrown ball. That was all Cole Spady, though. He went up over top of the defender, fire up the ESPN videos. That could be a big-time video play there. Spady with a 34-yard catch after the pass play, and now the Patriots on the move. They got the football down at the Tiger 26. We're all tied up here, but the Patriots on the move.
All right, so a sensational play there by Cole Spady. He's going to stay in the ball game. He'll split out wide to the right side. Zexter will go out there with him. Three wide receivers to the left side. Empty backfield again for Brecken Reed on first down and 10 from the Tiger 27. A quick pass thrown over there. Spady has got the ball at the 25. Spady down to about the 22-yard line. So Spady was the only guy out there. They just threw the ball out there, kind of a wide receiver screen with no blockers. They just wanted Spady to make a play, maybe shake a tackle or two. Ryan Minkey, nice tackle there by Hastings High to contain him for only about a four-yard gain. So it's second down and 6 yards to go. Adams Central Patriots with the ball down here at the Hastings High 22-yard line with 8.5 minutes to play in the first half of play.
They'll sit there and dump that off all day to Cole Spady. He's dangerous when he gets the football in his hands, and to not have a defender on him, that's just too easy there for Adams Central. And Reed went through his options but was able to hit the wide receiver Spady. 4 yard gain, second down and 6 here, ball at the 22.
Here's a quick pitch now to Zexter. Zexter at the 25 to the 20, and he is bowled over at the 19-yard line. So Mark Zexter carrying the ball to the 19. Tackle is made again by Josh Dykus for the Hastings High defense. Zexter picks up a couple of yards in the play down to the 19. It's going to bring up a third down situation now for Adams Central. Third down at about 2.5 yards to go. Clock is running at the 7:50 mark of the second quarter. This is the second offensive possession for AC. They scored on their first possession as they marched the ball 11 plays, 65 yards after the Tigers went 14 plays and 72 yards to start the ball game. We're tied up at 7 points apiece. Adams Central with the ball down here at the Hastings High 19-yard line. Wide receivers again left and right. Zexter in the backfield to the left of Brecken Reed. Brecken's got the ball, backs up, cocks the arm. Now he's in trouble, dancing in the pocket. Brecken Reed gets loose to the 20. Brecken Reed is at the 15, and he is spun down at the 10-yard line. All Brecken Reed right there as he takes the ball down to the 10-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Zane Bender for Hastings High on defense, but that's a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down.
Brecken Reed, what footwork back there. Looked like you on the dance floor a couple of weeks ago cutting a rug. He gets loose somehow in between the mass of humanity down there. The pocket broke down, but he takes it off the left side. He found a little bit of a seam, and that gain is good for 10. They've got the football at the 10-yard line, 7:06 counting. And the Patriots are looking to go ahead here in this ballgame.
All right, so the Patriots going to our north end zone here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Temperature at 68 degrees at game time. Winds are calm. A beautiful night for high school football action here tonight. Week number 7 of the high school football season. Here's Brecken Reed, sprints out right side, holds it, now runs it. He's at the 10. He's at the 7-yard line, and he's knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds to the 7-yard line there by the Tiger defense. Bender was over there again. Minkey was over there for Hastings High on defense. That was a couple of yard gain there for the quarterback Brecken Reed. And he takes the ball down to about the 6-yard line. It's going to bring up a second down now and goal from the Hastings High 6.
What a great choice there by Brecken Reed to not make a mistake and throw that in to the end zone. All the receivers down there were covered up like a blanket, and he opted just to take it off the right side. Picks up 3. So it'll be a second down and 6 here. 6:41. Left in the first half.
All right, Zexter again in the backfield, just to the left of Brecken Reed. Wide receivers all over the place. And there's a running play to Zexter, and he's going to walk it into the end zone for the touchdown. They brought Kyler Wormstadt in motion to the near side of the field, and they hand the ball away to Mark Zexter, really behind Kyler Wormstadt, and he walks the ball into the end zone off of right tackle. And he scores from 4 yards out, and the Patriots have the lead.
Zexter now with 4 carries in the game, 18 yards. That is his second touchdown of the season. As you had mentioned, Zexter's been injured on the season, but good to have him back in there. Good blocking by that big offensive line. Opened up a scene. 6-yard touchdown, and the Patriots got the lead.
Here comes the extra point now by Sebastian Heyman, who's 12 out of 13 coming into the football game here tonight. He's hit a couple of extra points here in this one. Adams Central has got the lead now here in the second quarter. 6 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the second period. The score, Adams Central 14, Hastings High 7.
Looking for somewhere to protect your boat, camper, car, or all the other equipment you own? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881. Gene or Colby are ready to help you design an Astro building that will meet your needs and fit your budget. Astro buildings are attractive, adaptive, and most of all, affordable. Whether large or small, simple or detailed, an experienced Astro crew will put up a custom-designed building for you using only quality materials and expert workmanship. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
Now the Adams Central Patriots go out on top. It's now a 14-7 ball game over the Hastings High Tigers. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of Superior 21-0.
I don't know.
They're in the second quarter of play down in Superior. Jimmy's old alma mater.
I had a conversation with Randy Ahrens this week and told him to just please take it easy on the little Wildcats.
Take it easy on the Cats.
I don't think it'll happen.
Here's the kickoff now for Adams Central. It's going to be fielded by the Tigers as they bring the ball up the left side out to about the 25-yard line. And that's where Hastings High will start this drive. Josh Dyke is bringing the ball back for Hastings High. As the Hawks 6-0 against the 1-5 Superior Wildcats tonight. Name your score down there just north of the border.
Yeah. The only good thing would have been about going down to that game and covering have been the after game.
Oh, yeah, the pizza downtown.
I've got some inside in down there home.
What's the place called? Dave's
Place.
Yeah, Dave's down there in Superior.
Dave's Place. They got some awesome sauerkraut pizza.
Yeah, he took me down there once for sauerkraut pizza. Never had it before until he went to Superior, and we had the sauerkraut pizza down there.
Hamburger sauerkraut, they don't get any better. I usually have my dad call down there and get some pre-made so I can bring them home, but they don't last a long time.
Hey, we got an injured player out there right now in the kickoff returners, an Adams Central Patriot down at about the 30-yard line, so we'll take a break. The medical staff comes out and attends to him. 6 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 14, Hastings High 7.
Here in the heartland of America, we need hard-working trucks.
For working, tailgating, a truck gets the job done. At Tom Dinsdale, we promise first-rate customer service. And our extensive inventory and new facility will make your car buying experience a pleasure. From Omaha to Denver, don't buy anything without checking Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. What was it? It's an Adams Central Patriot. That's the third yard line in the kickoff return by Hastings High. They have brought out the stretcher now. Yeah. And they're going to attend to the player. He is flat on his back, Jimmy, at the 30-yard line. I have seen no movement out of the player whatsoever. And they have brought out the stretcher now to attend to this individual down here at the 30-yard line.
No, and I wasn't able to really watch the collision over there, so you hate to speculate, but you really don't like to see this. It's an intertown rivalry game, and then you have to have an injury like this. And the medical staff, the trainers from the far side, were out there very quickly, and they didn't hesitate to get the medical staff on. And, boy, you hope things aren't very serious in a situation like this.
All right, so they're talking to a player down here at the 30-yard line. They're going to get the stretcher out, and this individual will be taken off the field. Again, he's lying flat on his back right here in between the 29 and the 30-yard line, so I can't pick up a number as of yet. But we keep our glasses on it as they got all kinds of medical staff around this individual down here at the 29-yard line. They got the staff from Adams Central, Dr. Reimer, I see, the team doctor for Hastings High, is also onto the field right now. So we got an injured Adams Central Patriot down here at the 29-yard line. And again, we'll keep the glasses on and see if we can grab a number here for Adams Central. Skyler Molina, we understand, is the injured player. Skyler Molina is a 6'1", 220-pound senior for the Patriots. Molina not among the front-line players for AC, at least in the starting lineup here tonight, but obviously a big special teams player for AC. And Skyler Molina is the injured player here for Adams Central down here at the 29-yard line.
Yeah, just again, just an awful sight. We had Molina. Matter of fact, we talk a lot in laughing matters about the midget football teams that we used to coach, and Molina was one of the players that we had. But the thing that just scares you is the speed it took for them to get the stretcher out there right away. And again, they take a lot of precaution now, but a lot of medical staff out there, both sides. Sean Vonderfeck, one of the Adams Central medical specialists, was over there right away. So again, as we talked about, a lot of people right around there, and they'll load him up and take him in and for further observation.
All right, 6 minutes and 31 seconds to play. We'll take another timeout here. 6:31 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 14, the Hastings High Tigers 7.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
If you need body work done, see the experts at Hess Auto Body in Hastings. They're located at 208 West South Street. Hess Auto Body does full body repair, windshield repair, painting, and more. Plus, they offer free estimates. Let Hess Auto Body take the worry out of your accident and the dents out of your car. Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. Call Dave at 460-9542. That's 460-9542. Hess Auto Body at Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we got an injury timeout as we continue to work on Skylar Molina for the Adams Central Patriots, a 6'1", 220-pound senior that was injured on the kickoff team here. As Hastings High was bringing the ball back up the field and just now getting the stretcher moved over to Skylar Molina down here at the 30-yard line. So Adams Central has got the lead over Hastings High when we get back to action here. Now you worry about a big inter-city rivalry, everybody jacked up on the situation, and then something like this happens, and you never can tell how your kid's going to react on something like this. It happens right in front of them.
Well, and it goes for both sides. I mean, this is, again, we talked about in the pregame show, these two teams know each other. They're friends on and off the field and the court and whatever sporting events you have. They play some activities together in the summer, but they know each other. They're friends, and you just hate to have something like this happen. And, yeah, you worry about the emotions on both sides, how this will affect the ball game, but you never want to see any of this. I don't care what level of football you're playing in, but boy, anymore, this is too familiar of a scene, having a stretcher go off the field, and they're going to rush him into the hospital, and hopefully for that young man, prayers go out to him and his family. There's his mom and dad trotting in behind him, so hopefully there's good news that we can distribute before this game's over.
Yeah, we'll talk with the Adams Central coaches there right beside us here, but I have seen no movements whatsoever from the time this injury occurred until right now when he's being taken off the field. They got his face mask off, and his legs are basically strapped to the stretcher here. So we'll try to get a word to the Adams Central coaches again right beside us here, and we'll hopefully, before we leave the airways tonight, we'll get some good news on Skylar Molina. So now we got to get back to action. This is the tough part. First down and 10 for Hastings High. We got 6 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the second quarter. The Patriots have just scored to go out on top by a score of 14-7. Hastings High has looked very good offensively here in this first half of play, but they're trailing down the ball game by a touchdown, 14-7. There's a handoff to Dylan Rutt. He's going to be stacked up as they're trying to take that one right in between the two tackles there. Maybe got a yard, maybe two, as Rutt falls forward. Tackle is made in there by Trevor Bumgardner for the Adams Central Patriot defense. We'll give him 1 yard in the play as they move the ball up to about the 27-yard line. Second down and 9 yards to go. The ball is on the far side hash mark. Two wide receivers split out wide to the right side now for the Hastings High Tigers. Here's Blaine Dreher, cocks the arm, fakes, now throws it down the right sideline. He has a man. He threw it too far. Threw it too far down the right sideline. That was Sam Reimer out here for Hastings High, and he nearly got to that ball down here at the Adams Central 42. Incomplete pass.
Yeah, and if Dreher could pull that one back just a little bit, that was a great play fake. He did a pump right there at the line of scrimmage, and then Reimer took off and run downfield. Reimer broke loose from the secondary, and if Dreher delivers that, Reimer's still running on that pass play. That is just the second incomplete pass on the evening for Dreher. He's having a great night, 86 yards through the air. Now I believe Charlie Shoemaker wants to talk things over.
All right, so now the Tigers want to talk things over. This timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body of Hastings. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a new paint job or auto body work, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. They'll get your vehicle looking good with every little timeout. We'll have more after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Feeling like you need to go out of town for the best value on your new furniture? Why waste your time when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why drive when you can get more than you expect? Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw on board here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. Third down, 9 yards to go for Hastings High. They got the ball on their own 27-yard line. Tigers moving from our left to our right here in the second quarter. There's a pass play. It's going to be incomplete. Blaine Dreher trying to get the ball here to Reimer out here at the 41-yard line. Again, threw it a little bit too far, and the Tigers will have to punt.
For as accurate as he was in the first quarter, he's kind of rushing things now. He looks a little quick on the trigger, and he threw some beautiful balls in that first quarter, but his last two passes have been severely out in front of the intended receiver. It looks a lot like last week, but that one there intended for Reimer. Reimer catches that one. He'd have had plenty for the first down. Now what do we got? Play stopped again.
Now it looks like Adams Central wants to call a timeout with 5 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the second quarter. So Patriots may look to set something up here. We got another timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body of Hastings. They're at 208 West South Street in Hastings. They'll get your vehicle looking good with every little timeout. We'll have more after this.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
1230 KHAS.
Christian Anderson dropping back deep for Adams Central. He stands here at his own 41-yard line. Hastings High will punt. Here comes the kick, and a pretty good one. Anderson backpedals. He grabs the ball here at about the 31. Center of the field, stumbles to the 35. Penalty flag down as Anderson goes down to 37. A good punt there by the Hastings High Tigers. And we're going to have a couple of penalty flags down here. And both of them will be assessed here against Adams Central, I do believe. An illegal block there, I think, on the Patriots. So 5 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in quarter number two. Adams Central has had the ball twice. They have scored twice. Patriots have the lead here in this football game by a score of 14-7 after Hastings High scored first tonight. A 14-play, 72-yard drive to get things started. So a 14-7 ball game as the officials will try to sort this thing out here at the 37-yard line. A couple of penalty flags are down as the officials get ready to make the call here tonight. There's one call. It's going to be a hold on Adams Central. And we're going to have an illegal block on Adams Central, so they'll mark off penalties here from about the 37-yard line. Coming up at halftime tonight, we'll check the halftime numbers, get you the scoring, and then we'll talk with Tony Harper, head football coach for Hastings College. The Broncos with a big game tomorrow, as they're on the road playing in Sioux City against the number three ranked team in the country, the Morningside Mustangs. It'll be homecoming in Sioux City. The place will be wacky again. Mm. Oh, they've got the barbecues, though. I'll tell you what, they'll have the smoke. They know how to tailgate up there.
It'll look like a miniature version of Arrowhead Stadium there at the Elwood Olsen Stadium. That always is a fun trip up there. They've got all kinds of people running around there, and yeah, with it being homecoming. And oh, by the way, their team's playing pretty well. Their only loss this season is to Wisconsin Whitewater, a Division III school that has won like six out of the last eight national championships. So a tall, tall task for the Bronco football team. I was got cross-eyed looking at my computer last night. They've got some impressive numbers.
Yes, they do.
Boy, they are unreal.
1:30 will be the kickoff tomorrow, a little bit later than the usual Bronco time. We'll be on the air with the Tony Harper pregame show at 12:30 tomorrow here on 12:30 KHAS. So with the penalty, they'll bring the ball back here to the, looks like the 27-yard line. So an illegal block on the punt return for Adams Central, and now the Patriots will get the ball with 5 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the second quarter, and they'll go with an empty backfield. Wide receivers all over the place now for Brecken Reed. Man comes in motion. They're going to hand the ball away to him, and now we've got a pitch back on the reverse. Spady throws the ball downfield. It's going to be tipped and in. Caught. Kyler Wormstad at the 45 to the 40. 35-30 down the sideline. 25-20. 15-10-5. Touchdown. 74 yards touchdown for Adams Central on some dipsy doodle there from head coach Sean Mulligan.
Well, and Spady lined up over here on the left side of the formation and went in motion and just got the pitch and then stopped at about the near side hash mark and had Wormstedt going downfield. And boy, when he took off, he had a good 6-7 yards. The defense did a great job getting back there, and a Tiger defender got their hands on the football, tipped the football up. Great eye-hand coordination by Wormstedt. He was able to bring the football in at about the 45-yard line, and from there, it was all over 74 yards to the barn, and the Patriots now have extended their lead. They lead 20-7 with the PAT pending.
All right, Sebastian back into the ball game here for the Adams Central Patriots. Sebastian Heyman. Ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick goes sailing off of the left side. It is no good. So the PAT is missed. So the backup quarterback for the Adams Central Patriots, Cole Spady, throws a 74-yard touchdown pass to Kyler Wormstedt. The PAT is missed. 5 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the second quarter. The score, Adams Central 20, Hastings High 7.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing as well as drug and alcohol screening. Visit them at PTSRHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so Dylan Glazer, he actually brought the ball to the near side for Adams Central on a handoff. He was a man coming in motion. Then he handed away to Cole Spady, coming back on a reverse. And then Spady stops and throws the ball downfield. It was off. The Tigers were right there defensively. The man was right in position to grab the ball, went off of his fingertips, then grabbed by Kyler Wormstedt, and all he does is takes it down the sideline, 74 yards for a score.
Well, and that's the way things go. You try to, as a defender, to knock the football away, but he didn't get his hands cleanly on it, so it just kind of went up into the air a little ways. But, again, great concentration. Actually, there was two Tigers back there, but Wormstedt, with some great speed, was able to break free, take it down the far sidelines, and now we got a conversation there in the middle of that big red H. But the Patriots, with 5:24 left to go here in the first half, it's Patriots 20, Tigers 7. I'm not sure what they're discussing out there, but maybe they'll give us an indication here in a minute.
Yeah, the extra point, it was missed. So now the officials are discussing things right here in the center of the field. They're going to come over and talk with head coach Charlie Shoemaker for Hastings High. The extra point, now they decide it's good. What? You were right there underneath the goalpost. Now the officials are going to say the extra point was good. And now they're going to have to explain that to Charlie. You have two pipes that are stuck up straight up in the air. If the ball goes through the pipes, you're awarded 1 point. If the ball goes outside those two pipes, it's no good. You're standing right there underneath the goalpost. How could you miss that?
It did look good from here, but sometimes our angles are not as good as, I mean, the officials are right there.
Yeah.
You were right underneath. So
how could you have thoughts and say that one was outside and that was inside?
Well, probably didn't figure he'd sleep tonight.
PAT was good. Holy smokes, that first time I've ever seen that. 21-7, so the score. Adams Central has got the lead now. They get the extra point. Here comes the kickoff, and it goes out of bounds on the far side. So Hastings High will get the ball at the 35.
Guys,
yeah, the initial ruling was it was no good. We go to break, and they say, well, I guess it. Yeah, I guess it was through the pipes. It's good.
Didn't see these guys? They stop off before they got here to the stadium. That, I don't know that I've ever seen that. The kickoff was squibbed along the far side of the field there. Michael Cullicott, I thought, was going to try to pick that up.
I think he did. And it goes out of bounds, and the Hastings High is going to get the ball to 26.
You need to let that go.
Yeah, you would have been up at the 35.
Yeah, that's a penalty. But no, they.
Now, hold on here. We're not finished yet. Now they're going to bring the ball. They're going to bring the ball to the 35.
All right.
They had it set down at the 26. The Tigers were ready to run a play. The officials say, oops, we screwed up again. We'll take the ball to the 35. So that's where Hastings will start at the 35. That's the right call as the ball goes out of bounds. So it's first and 10 here for Hastings High. And here's Drury is going to run the ball to about the 37. So not a good couple of minutes there by the officiating crew. I don't know this crew personally, but kind of a rough couple of minutes there. For the crew, second down and 8 yards to go. Blaine Drury running the ball to the 37-yard line. approaching 5 minutes to play now in the second quarter.
Well, and for as good as it was in the first quarter, it's been double ugly for the Tigers. Minus four rushing, no completed passes here in this second quarter.
Here's Dreher again running the ball. He's going to go nowhere. He is locked up and thrown to the turf by Trevor Bumgardner. So whatever was working for Hastings High, especially in that first series here tonight, the Patriot defense has made some corrections here. And right now the Tigers look like they're running into a brick wall. Trevor Bumgardner again, the tackler there for the Adams Central Patriots, 6'1", 230-pound senior, coming in here with 17 stops in the ball game so far this year. Third down and 10 yards to go. That was a loss of 2 yards. So Dreher's picked up two. He's lost two. Third and 10. Dreher with the ball again. Sprints out left side. Holds it. He's under pressure. Dreher trying to get away. And Dreher's going to be sacked. Sacked back here at about the 32-yard line. A loss of about 3 yards in the play. That was Winkler. And the stop there for Adams Central. Also, Zach Wysowski, the sophomore defensive tackle there for the Patriots. Three plays and out, and Hastings High will have to punt.
They are just flat winning the battle at the line of scrimmage. Them four down linemen, there's some big boys there for the Patriots. And it has been not good here for Hastings High. That's five rushing plays now, minus eight, a couple of sacks. And, boy, the Tigers find themselves sputtering at best here offensively.
Here comes the punt now for Hastings High. It's going to bounce here at the 37. Takes a Hastings High bounce across the 30. Still on a roll down here to about the 25-yard line. And that's where the Adams Central Patriots are going to start here.
The punt by number 10, Blaine Dreher.
Blaine Dreher gets the punt there. Down to the 25. I think I said earlier that Dreher had a wrap on his hands. Now they look closer to the situation after he punted the ball. I think he's wearing a glove on his left hand here tonight for some reason. So it's not wrapped up. He was probably not injured on the play. He's running a glove on his left hand for some reason here tonight, something he did not do. I can't remember when the ball game was Skyler last week. 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 21-7. Hastings High trailing the Adams Central Patriots here in this one. Here's Brecken Reed after he bellies to the running back. He runs it around the left end across the 30, 35 to the 36-yard line. That's going to be close to another first down here for the Patriots. Brecken Reed tackling the play by Sam Reimer. That's going to be enough for a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as the Patriots move the ball for 11 yards on the run by Brecken Reed, a dangerous man, not only throwing the football, but also with his legs.
Yeah, Reed able to get through the left side of that line, did a great play fake there, bellied into the fullback, and then took it around the left end, picks up 11 yards. That's five carries, 29 yards for Reed in this first half of action. The clock moving down here. Adams Central just now breaking huddle. 3:10, 3:09 left here in the first half. And the Patriots lead 21-7.
Spady's your wide receiver to the right. Three wide receivers to the left. Zexter in the backfield. Zexter gets the call. Slides through there across the 35 up to about the 38-yard line. They'll give him a couple of yards in a play. Zexter taking the ball for a couple of yards. Tackle is made in there by Collicott for Hastings High defensively. Second down now for Adams Central. 8 yards to go from their own 38-yard line. Hastings St. Cecilia continues to lead Superior tonight. 21-0. Do they name that stadium? Is that like the Cats Den or something down there? The Wildcats? The Superior Wildcats?
We were pretty mean back in the day, but things have...
Never had a name, huh?
No, we never really had a... Memorial Field, I believe, is what it's called.
Second down at 8 yards to go. When in doubt, call it Memorial Field.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's Brecken Reed. He throws it to the far side. It's going to be caught by Spady at the 45-yard line trying to get away. He's going to be stopped short of a first down. Minky holds on for dear life there for Hastings High. Doesn't allow Spady to get to the first down stakes at about the 46. That's going to bring up a third down situation now. That should be fourth down. It should be fourth down at about a yard to go for Adams Central as they've got the ball. Let's see, what is it, third down or fourth down? It's going to be third down and 2 yards to go. All right, so third down and about two. The ball is out here to the 45-yard line. Down to a minute and 38 seconds to play here in this second quarter. 21-7, the Adams Central Patriots have the lead. Keller, your wide receiver to the left side. In fact, they got four wide receivers out on the pattern here, two to each way. Brecken Reed in the backfield waiting for the snap. He's got it. Hands the ball away to Zexter. Across the first down, stakes and more. 45-50, 45 of Hastings High. Down to the 40-yard line. Mark Zexter finds a little seam in the Tiger defense and takes it down to about the 40 of Hastings High. That was Reimer into the stop there for the Hastings High Tiger defense.
That
might have been a touchdown-saving tackle there by the free safety for Hastings High, Sam Reimer.
Well, we talk about this, the battle at the line of scrimmage, and defensively, Adams Central has won it here in this second quarter. Right now, they're dominating on the offensive side of things. That was a 15-yard gain for Zexer, 46 yards on 7 carries. We got a timeout on the field.
Timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a new paint job or auto body work, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. They'll get your vehicle looking good with every little timeout. A lot more after this.
It's the Take the Money and Ride event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of 4 qualifying Cooper tires, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $70 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid rebate card too on AT3, SRX, STT Pro, and ATW tire models. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central, they still feel they can qualify for the Class B state playoffs despite losing their first 4 ball games of the season. Adams Central really needing a win here tonight, a win next week over Lexington, and then a season-ending win over the McCook Bison to qualify for the Class B state playoffs this year.
And it's happened before. We were out there covering that game here back in the Bill Carlin era where they had to win against McCook, and they were highly state-ranked to win in there and upset the Bison.
Here's a first down and 10. Now Brecken Reed throws it down the left sideline. Another jump ball down there. It's going to be grabbed by Spady. Did he stay in bounds? Yes, he did.
Oh, my.
Another great catch there by Spady right at the 10-yard line.
30 yards on that pass play. That is the same play that they ran back in the earlier in this quarter when they connected on a 34-yard play. That one goes for 30. And again, Spady with a great catch up over top of the defender. And more importantly, hello, Ballerina, able to get the feet in bounds. What a catch there. Spady and Wormstead having big halves here for the Patriots. And it's a first and goal for the Patriots with a 1:03 left to go here in the first half.
All right, Brecken Reed again backs up, surveys the field, stands, throws the ball. It's going to be nearly intercepted. Nearly intercepted. He tried to get the ball in the end zone there, and getting his hands on it was Dreher of Hastings High, trying to get the ball to Keller on a slant. A little post move there. And that one was nearly intercepted by Dreher. Brecken Reed has only thrown 3 interceptions all year long in 192 attempts.
I was going to say, I looked at that last night going through some numbers, and I'm like, really, that can't be right. You throw the football that many times, but very efficient. But that one there, he got away with one. That one's behind his intended receiver in the end zone. So Reed will look at a second down here with just inside a minute left to go till half.
It's second down and goal. Here's Brecken Reed again. He throws the ball. It's going to be caught at the 2-yard line by Spady and then dropped. Caught and dropped over there by Spady. He's at the 2-yard line. Brian Mickey back in coverage for the Hastings High Tigers. So now it's third down. After a couple of incomplete passes, third down and 10 yards to go for the touchdown. Adams Central is already out on top of this ball game by a score of 21-7.
Well, if we look at Adams Central in this first half against some big numbers off the arm of Brecken Reed. He's going to be, we've had Spady through one of the passes, which was a big play for 74 yards, but over 200 yards for the Patriot passing attack. But they're looking at a third down here, 53 seconds left to go. Going to be Spady out to the right side and a trio over on the left side.
Here's Zexter in the backfield. They fake it to him. Brecken Reed stands in the pocket, throws it into the end zone, caught for the touchdown. And again, it's Spady. Cole Spady grabbing the ball there, and the Patriots are on the board with 49 seconds to play here in the second quarter.
Well, and just like a surgeon at the table, Brecken Reed gets the time. He waits. He was patient for Spady to make that cut. He was lined up on the far side of the field. He went down to the goal line, cut across, had to wait for some traffic to get loose, and then he hit Spady right in stride. And for Spady, that is his first touchdown here tonight, and the Patriots extend their lead.
It's his first receiving touchdown. He's thrown one, though. Here's the extra point. Ball is down. The kick is up. When the kick goes through the uprights, it is good. Yeah, the arms are up, and the officials say, yeah, I went through there, so hopefully they don't change their mind before we get back. 49 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 28, Hastings High 7.
If you need body work done, see the experts at Hess Auto Body in Hastings. They're located at 208 West South Street. Hess Auto Body does full body repair, windshield repair, painting, and more. Plus, they offer free estimates. Let Hess Auto Body take the worry out of your accident and the dents out of your car. Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. Call Dave at 460-9542. That's 460-9542. Hess Auto Body at Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Superior at halftime, 38-0. Hastings St. Cecilia cruising to their seventh win of the season. Next week it'll be St. Cecilia and Sutton at Duncan Field. Matchup of number one against number three in Class C2. Here's the run up on the boot down for Adams Central. Going to be fielded by the Tigers at the 12-yard line. Back to the 15 to the 20. Fighting out here to the 25 to the 26-yard line. And that's where Hastings High will start on their own 26 for the final seconds of this ball game. Brought back by Josh Dykus. For Hastings High, we're in the first half. Final seconds of the second quarter here. We're down to 41 seconds to play. So after the Tigers scored first on a very impressive drive, 14 plays, 72 yards, Patriots have put together 11-play, 65-yard drive, 9 plays, 80-yard drive, a 74-yard touchdown pass, and an 8-play, 75-yard drive. And it's now a 28-7 ball game in favor of the Patriots as Blaine Dreher just goes straight ahead as he moves the ball out to about the 38-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Patriots. That's Austin Heineken down on the stop there. One of the linebackers, 5'8", 165-pound junior for the Pats. Blaine Dreher again hands the ball away. That's going to be Dylan Rutt. Both hands on the football as he brings it across the 40. Out to the 41, Max Winkler hits a stop there for Adams Central on defense. It'll be about a yard shy of a first down, but we're down to 15 seconds to play. And the Tigers are shocked here in this first half after so many things went well for them in that opening series. They went the other direction for the rest of the half. Here's another handoff. It's going to go to, let's see, that's going to be Rutt again carrying the ball. Rutt looks inside and he spins away, brings it across to 45, out to the 46. Tackle is made by Cale Pleak, and now they call the timeout with 2 seconds left. The Tigers call a timeout with 2 seconds to play here in quarter number two. Another timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body. They're at 208 West South Street in Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. 28-7. Adams Central Patriots have the lead. 2 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The Tigers calling the timeout. Now they're going to come out with four wides on their own 46-yard line. Backing up is going to be Dreher. He's under siege. He's going to be hit, and he's going to be dropped for a sack back here at the 40-yard line. Look at the white shirts getting in there. Coming in there to make this stop was Zach Wysowski for Adams Central. Had a bunch of friends to go with him as he sacks the quarterback, Blaine Dreher. And that's going to be the end of the second quarter of play. So Adams Central is going to have the lead at halftime here over the Hastings High Tigers. The score, Adams Central 28, Hastings High 7. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
I think you go into nursing because you have a vision of being able to make a difference in people's lives.
I remember the nurse when I was a child and going to the doctor's office. I guess that was what I always just wanted to do.
It's the nurses that make the difference as to whether a patient really feels good about being here and feels like they're in good hands. I think the nurses gained status.
Because they lived it. Number one, but they also brought all that knowledge and expertise from many years of dealing with pretty much any situation that they might run into.
They became respected by the medical staff as very highly qualified registered nurses. So I'm kind of proud of them.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Halftime, Adams Central has got the lead here over the Hastings High Tigers. The score is 28-7. Halftime show brought to you by Tice Auto Care, your full-service total car care service center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls with over 40 years in business. You can trust that Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care can keep your vehicle in tip-top shape. That's Tice Auto Care, located at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings. So Hastings High, they score on their first possession tonight, 14 plays, 72 yards. They get a three-yard touchdown run from Blaine Dreher with 6:52 to play in the first quarter. Tigers led 7-0, but it's been all downhill since then. Adams Central took their opening possession tonight after the Tiger touchdown. They go 11 plays in 65 yards. Brecken Reed gets a four-yard touchdown with 3:08 to play in the first quarter. We were tied up at 7 points apiece. Tigers score again on their second possession, this time 9 plays, 80-yard drive. It's a six-yard run by Mark Zexter. PAT was good, 14-7. Patriots had the lead. Then later on in the second quarter, on their next possession, Adams Central some dipsy doodle here as they throw a 74-yard touchdown pass on a reverse wide receiver pass. Cole Spady throws it downfield to Kyler Warmstadt on the ball that was tipped by Hastings High right into the hands of Warmstadt as he takes it to the house from 74 yards out. The PAT was good. That made the score 21-7. Then Adams Central scoring here right before halftime on an 8-play, 75-yard drive. A 10-yard touchdown pass from Brecken Reed to Cole Spady. PAT good, 28-7. Adams Central has got the lead here at halftime.
Halftime numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard in Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. I always like to start this off when you talk about saving big. We're going to give you some big numbers. Adams Central with a huge second quarter of action, and they were able to extend their lead on this Hastings High Tiger football team that jumped out to the early 7-0 lead. We look at the numbers unofficially for the first half. The Patriots, two quarterbacks, actually Cole Spady threw one touchdown in there as well, but we'll give them total combined passing on the night. It would have helped if I would have done the numbers like I was supposed to at halftime. Two Patriot quarterbacks combined for 225 in that first half, and a couple of touchdowns. One of them goes to Kyler Warmstadt, a 74 yards and a 10-yarder to Cole Spady in that first half of action. The Patriots with just 13 carries, not a huge surprise there, 69 yards. So the Patriots with 284 yards of total offense on 8 first downs in that first half of action. The Patriots with 29 offensive plays in that first half. We look at some individual leaders. Again, we've talked about Warmstadt. We've talked about Spady. We'll give you Spady's numbers. 7 receptions, 110 yards. He's also thrown a touchdown. Kyler Warmstadt in the ball game with 3 receptions, 115 yards. And leading the way, Mark Zexer, running the football, 7 carries and 46 yards here in the first half. For Hastings High, they started out like a ball of fire in the first quarter, and boy, the second quarter, they were really stymied by this Patriot defense. So at halftime, Dreher has gone all the way, 7 of 10, just 86 yards. That's the numbers he had in the first quarter. The Tigers with 23 rushes and 38 yards in the first half, 124 of total offense and 8 first downs. We look at that second quarter. Dreher was 0 of 2 passing. The Tigers rushed it 9 times for just 1 yard. 1 yard. So the Patriot defense really did a great job shutting down that Tiger offense. We look at some individual leaders in that first quarter. A lot of receiving yards from Dreher's receivers. Reimer had 2 receptions for 17 yards. Bender had 1 for 19 yards. Sad had 1 catch for 5. Minky had a catch for 11. And on the rushing side of things, Dreher's had a lot of carries, but with the sacks, he is down around just a couple of yards to the positive side. Dylan Rutt leads the way, though, with 7 carries and 28 yards. The Tigers with 8 first downs, 33 offensive plays in that first half, but just 11 offensive plays in that second quarter. So a big defensive stand by the Patriot defense, and they find themselves comfortably in front with a 28-7 lead. Your halftime stats brought to you by the Food Cupboard in Hastings.
So 28-7, halftime here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Again, tomorrow we'll head for Sioux City for Hastings College football. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHAS. It'll be a 1:30 start tomorrow, 12:30 for the Tony Harper pregame show, as Hastings College will play the third-ranked team in the nation, the Morningside Mustangs. We'll have the action for you tomorrow afternoon from Elwood Olsen Stadium in Sioux City. We'll take a one-minute timeout here. We'll come back. We'll chat with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper as we continue on the Tice Auto Care halftime show right after this.
The Aurora Cooperative Grain Team is excited to do all we can to help you have a great fall harvest. Whether it's opening earlier, closing later, offering great prices, harvest policies, or other marketing needs, we want to help you achieve your marketing goals. Be sure to call and visit with anyone on the Aurora Cooperative Grain Team about marketing options for your crop. From all of us at the Aurora Cooperative, we wish you a very safe and successful harvest. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
And we're back at halftime as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College head coach Tony Harper. The Broncos on the road tomorrow playing at third-ranked Morningside up in Sioux City. Coach, welcome. You got a big challenge this weekend.
Fired up, and we're looking forward to it. Feeling pretty good right now.
Hastings will play Morningside this week and come right back against Northwestern the following week. So a tough two-week stretch here for Hastings College.
It really is, but, you know, we kind of started the season off with Concordia, Crete, and Dakota West, and those are three, in my opinion, three teams that are challenging Northwestern, Morningside for supremacy in the conference this year. And so we've kind of had the gambit, but obviously those teams, you know, don't compare to the number three ranked team in the nation. So it'll be a challenge tomorrow.
Hastings played pretty well in his second half against Dakota Wesleyan 2 weeks ago. Last week, we were able to put four quarters together. Played a pretty good ball game and beat Briarcliff 44-31.
You know, and Briarcliff is a much improved team. They really are, and I think you could see that in watching the game live. We noticed that on the film. But at the end of the day, you know, I don't think you can start a game any worse than what we did, giving up a kickoff return for a touchdown, and then we turn the ball over for a fumble return touchdown, so we're automatically down 12-0. I'm looking for people to yell at, and the defense ain't even been on the field yet. So, but the kids rebounded. They never hung their heads. Their daubers were never down. They were still having fun on the sideline. Coaches were coaching hard on the sideline. So that should give them confidence that you can come back and compete against good football teams.
Yeah, Jimmy and I thought we were in trouble when we saw that, but we looked down on the sidelines, and everything was a calm demeanor down there. You fell behind a 12-0.
Well, obviously you weren't looking at me, because I got told by one of the coaches to calm down, coach. So I got kind of a code word, if you will, that the coaches will tell me if I'm getting a little too excited, and I heard it a couple times in the first 8 minutes.
Had a great day offensively, obviously, scoring the 44 points, 567 yards of offense, probably our most productive day of the season so far.
Well, we were able to run the football, made some changes up front on the offensive line, moved some guys around. Thought Coach O and Coach Mo did a great job getting those guys in position to be successful. But at the end of the day, we were able to run the football. That loosened up their coverage. They had to pack down the box, and we were able to complete our one-on-one game, and there were some good balls by Cruz. Receivers did a great job of breaking on the ball. So all in all, offensively, it was a good day.
It's going to be a different day or a different sort of day tomorrow as we head to Sioux City, play the third-ranked team in the nation. This team was number one just a couple of weeks ago when we take on Morningside, kind of the Cadillac of the conference.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, back in the day when Sioux Falls was here, it was Sioux Falls, Morningside, Northwestern. Those were the three dogs of the conference. And then Sioux Falls moves on to Division Two, and now Morningside, Northwestern, you know, they're kind of the dogs of the conference. And Morningside, you know, again, continuity with coaching staff, replaces seniors with juniors when those seniors graduate. You know, that's why you get to the level that they're at, and Coach Ryan does a great job with those guys up there.
They've got a fifth-year senior, a three-year starter at quarterback, and Ryan Kasdorf, and he's maybe one of the best quarterbacks in the nation.
Yeah, well, without a doubt. I thought you were going to say the conference there for a little bit, and I was going to say, well, in the nation. But he is. He's a calm, cool cap. I think the thing that separates Ryan from a lot of players is, number one, his experience, but number two, he's able to basically call his plays at the line of scrimmage. You know, they're going to signal things in, but he's got the freedom of, you know, if we got the bubble here, or if we're not covering up their slot here, he has the ability and the opportunity to check. And you don't do that with a freshman or sophomore. You do that with a junior and a senior and a fifth-year senior. So, and he can spin it. I mean, he can get that ball downfield quickly.
So when he checks at the line of scrimmage, he can check into so many things. We just got to play sound defense or what?
Well, that's it. And, you know, I was raised a long time ago when I went back over on the defensive side of football is when the offense checks, you check. So then the offense has to check again. Well, then the defense checks again. And that's what we want to get to. Well, we tried that last year, and we saw how that did not work for us last year with what we gave up. So we told the guys now, just play the scheme and make sure you're aware of everything.
So we're not going to be in the checking and checking back process this time?
No, we want the guys to play fast. And it's not because our guys can't understand it, and it's not because we don't trust them. We want them to play fast. And you do that when you got a bunch of juniors and seniors and things like that. But, no, we won't be doing the check system. We just got to make sure we got the correct leverage. We told the guys this week it's about the formation. That's the key to those guys. So we got to understand the formation, and this is what they like out of it. And hopefully that allows the guys to not think and play fast.
Kasdorf, again, 1,318 yards. He's thrown for 13 touchdowns. And remember, he doesn't play the entire four quarters, so those are gaudy numbers for him. They can do about anything they want in offense. At least they've shown that so far.
Yeah, I mean, now they're running the football with him a little bit, which they haven't shown in the past. That creates a different dimension to it. They're doing some overload stuff, creating an extra gap, one or two on either side. They're not running the screens as much as they used to, but now what they're doing is they're hitting you more vertically down the field. You're hitting more on the digs and anything kind of that mid 12 to 15 yard range, so they're doing a lot of those things, and they're still shifting and motioning, and that's another thing that, you know, we stopped taking the checks out of that. We just said, just make sure you adjust and you have your level. But this offense is the best in the conference, and we got a huge challenge tomorrow.
And then the defense, they're just as tough on that side of the ball.
They really are, and they've really tweaked some things over there. You know, they're more of a 40 front now, and they play a lot more man, and they blitz a lot more than what they used to. You know, in the past, they could stay in that 3-4, that cover 2, and run some match coverage and things like that. But now I think they're just they're like, okay, I'm getting prepared for the playoffs, so I want to see if this blitz works or that blitz works. And they are probably – this is probably one of their better defenses they've had in a while.
So how do we go up there and go toe-to-toe with these guys?
Well, first off, we got to worry about ourselves. There's coach speak for you. You know, we can't worry about who we're playing, where it's at, the color of the uniform, the name that's on the jersey. We got to take care of ourselves. We got to do our job. We cannot get frustrated when they make a big play, offensively, defensively, or special teams. We got to reload and go on to the next play. We got to have fun tomorrow. That's it. You know, we had fun last week. When you're having success, it's easy to have fun. But the true test of a team is when it's tight, when the door's about ready to shut on you, will you kick it open and have fun with it? And that's going to be the mental challenge that we have to do tomorrow. And then, you know, within the scheme and everything like that, offensively, we got to be able to throw the football to open up our run game. Defensively, we cannot get outflanked, and we got to tackle. And special teams wise, we got to be able to do what we're supposed to do, and get positive yardage and flip the field when we can.
Okay, should be a fun day tomorrow, hopefully.
Oh, we'll keep you on the edge of the seat. That's okay. For sure.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you,
Tony Harper, head coach for Hastings College. It's a 1:30 kickoff tomorrow. We'll be on there with a pregame show, Coach Harper's pregame show at 12:30 on 12:30 KHAS.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Here in the heartland of America, we need hard-working trucks.
for working, tailgating, a truck gets the job done. At Tom Dinsdale, we promise first-rate customer service, and our extensive inventory and new facility will make your car buying experience a pleasure. From Omaha to Denver, don't buy anything without checking Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, 28-7 our score at halftime. Adams Central has got the lead over the Hastings High Tigers. Again, the Skyler Molina was injured in the first half of play for Adams Central. You just had a chance to talk with a Patriot coach. What's the latest there?
A lot of precautionary measure. We talk about that when and you see that even on Division I, any level, whether it's a pro or anything, they take a lot of precaution with an injury that's a neck or up around the head area. And a lot of that was done just basically precautionary measures. Not a lot of information coming out of the Patriot camp, but what we do know is he was moving his fingers and he was talking a little bit when they got him to the hospital. That is all great signs. That is really all we know right now. But really, the rush to get him off the field was just basically a precautionary measure. So hopefully that that young man is going to be all right again. You just hate to see those kind of injuries take place at a sporting event, but they happen all too often.
All right, so some pretty good news there for Skyler Molina. We're going to have the Hastings High Tigers softball team now being introduced here in front of a good crowd on hand. They won the district championship this afternoon out at the Smith Softball Complex. They'll play the state tournament next week. Here in Hastings, they lost to Grand Island Northwest in the first championship ball game today, but then they beat the Vikings in game number two. So Hastings High wins the district softball championship today, and Hastings High will play in the state tournament next week. I understand the 11:30 will be their first game next Wednesday at the Smith Complex.
Yeah, congratulations to Pete Theo Harris, Tom Johnson, and the crew down there. Everybody getting recognized. That's the loudest this crowd's been since the Tigers scored that opening touchdown. But congratulations to them and best wishes to them in the state tournament here at the Smith Softball Complex.
You're listening to the Tyson O'Care Halftime Show here today. We'll get you some scores from around the area tonight. In Class A, Kearney is leading Omaha Bryan at halftime 35-0. Grand Island is now trailing Millard South at halftime 13-10. The Islanders had a 10-0 lead in that ball game, but Millard South comes back. They've got a 13-10 lead over Grand Island. You're in Class B. Adams Central leading Hastings High by a score of 28-7. Aurora all over Seward 42-0 at halftime. Grand Island Northwest is out on top of York at halftime 17-13. And McCook all over Lexington 28-0. They are in the third quarter of play. In Class C1, in the third quarter, Kearney Catholic running all over Grand Island Central Catholic, 45-14. It is Minden leading St. Paul tonight at halftime. The score is 10-8. In the third quarter, Broken Bow 3, Cozad nothing. At halftime, Central City is out on top of Holdridge by the score of 24-3. Wilbur Claytonia at halftime leading Fairbury, 41-0. And O'Neill and Ord tied up at 7 points apiece at halftime. In Class C2, here's what's going on so far. Gibbon is out on top of Arcadia Loop City in the third quarter. The score is 20-6. Donovan Trumbull has got a lead over Sandy Creek in the third quarter. It is 26-0. No score between Wood River and Centura. They're at halftime. Those two teams might be playing until next Tuesday. Wood River and Centura scoreless at halftime. Sutton has got a 7-point lead over Southern Valley there in the second quarter. Are the Mustangs looking forward to next week's battle with the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Sutton having some problems with Southern Valley tonight. 14-7 there in the second quarter. Facing St. Cecilia, no problems with Superior. Leading the Cats at halftime, it is 38-0. And Ravenna right now is trailing Twin River at halftime. The score is 28-0. Checking some scores from Class D1 that we have in so far. Amherst is leading Twin Loop at halftime, 35-7. At halftime, Ansley-Litchfield. Ansley-Litchfield is leading South Loop, 22-7. And at halftime, it's Pawnee City over McCool Junction by the score of 16-14. Some Class D2 results that we have in so far. Look at this. Fall City Sacred Heart has got the lead over number one-ranked Exeter Milligan. The second-ranked Irish at halftime, leading the number one-ranked Exeter Milligan squad. It is 30-14 at halftime. In the fourth quarter, Anselma Myrna over Overton, 69-0.
At halftime, Giltner is blowing out the Red Cloud Warriors tonight in Giltner, 46-6. And at halftime, it's Bertrand out on top of Alma by the score of 20-16. So that gets you up to date on some of the scores from across the state of Nebraska here tonight at halftime. And again, we'll have all the scores following our game tonight. Merritt Lawson will be along with the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show here on 1230 KHIS. So give me a second half. You have to come 28-7. You're a Hastings High Tiger fan. Hastings High has got to figure out some way to stop Brecken Reed and Cole Spady here tonight. Patriots putting up 289 yards of total offense in the first half.
Well, and you look at Spady's numbers and Wormstat's 110 for Spady, 115. Wormstat caught that 174-yard touchdown pass from his fellow receiver in Cole Spady. But again, it was a tale of two quarters. We had Hastings High got the opening kickoff. They marched it all the way downfield. Very impressive drive. They were able to hang in there, put up a lot of numbers in that first quarter, 123 yards of total offense in the first quarter. And then the bottom falls out. One total yard for the Tigers in that second quarter. Adam Central has made some adjustments and was able to get in there. The front four was able to get a lot of pressure on Blaine Dreher. Winkler, also from his linebacker position, was able to get in there, sacked Dreher a couple of times in that second quarter. So Charlie Shoemaker and his staff, they have to look to make some adjustments going into this third quarter, get something going like they had in the first quarter to move the football for the Patriots. They were slow in the first quarter, only 63 yards, but 131 in the second quarter of action. So some big numbers, some big adjustments made by the Patriot coaching staff. And yeah, Brecken Reed really got warmed up, and they were able to move the football pretty easily against this Tiger defense. So we'll see what adjustments are made. That's where you make the big switches in the locker rooms, and we'll see what both teams have to offer. But the Patriots with a comfortable 28-7 lead.
So we're ready for the second half of play. Hastings High will kick off, so that's not good for them. They'll have to give the ball up here right at the beginning. Adams Central will have the ball back. AC will move from our left to our right here in this third quarter of play. It's just too bad that Adams Central opened the season with the schedule they had when the four ranked teams to start the season that they were beaten by. If Adams Central doesn't make the Class B playoffs, it's going to be a shame because Hastings High, or rather Adams Central, is maybe one of the better teams around here.
Well, and I think the bus that the Patriots took out to the western part of the state, they're going to have to trade in with all the miles that they were able to put on it this season.
All right, here's the kickoff. Adams Central returns it down the far sideline as they bring it up to the 35-yard line. It could be knocked out of bounds there. So it'll be Adams Central starting this drive in their own territory. Just underway here in the third quarter of play. We've been surrounded by Hastings High Tigers softball coaches.
Evidently, security must have went for a hot dog.
Security took the
security.
We need security in the house.
We've got some troubles up here in our broadcasting booth. But underway here in the second half of action, Patriots again with the lead, 28-7. They'll have their first play here of the second half.
All right, Brecken Reed is going to send wide receivers to the left and to the right on first down and 10 for their own 33-yard line. Brecken Reed is going to hand the ball away straight ahead. Not many running plays here for the Patriots. That's Mark Zexter carrying the ball for a couple of yards as he bangs his way out to about the 36-yard line. We'll give them 2 yards on the play. It is second down and 8 for the Patriots. Again, Adams Central moving from our left to our right, north to south here in this third period of play. 28 consecutive points for Adams Central after Hastings High scores the opening touchdown of the ball game. In fact, their first possession, they stuffed it right down the Patriots' throats. Haven't been able to get anything going against the Adams Central Patriot defense since then. Second down and 8 yards to go from the 35-yard line. Here's another running play. It's going to go to Zexter, and the Tigers are right there defensively as Zexter is going to be stopped on the play. So Mark Zexter with a couple of running plays to start off this third quarter of play. Zane Bender under the stop there for the Hastings High Tigers. They're down at about 8 yards to go. No gain in the last play there by Zexter of AC.
Well, the Patriots try to go in between the tackles on a couple of consecutive plays, and they look at a third down and long on this play here. And if you're a Tiger defender, you got to know where Cole Spady is on the field. A trio to the right side, one guy out left. That's Spady.
All right, here's a Brecken Reed. He's going to carry the ball as he goes to the 37, and a penalty flag goes down. A late penalty flag goes down here at the 37-yard line. Brecken Reed would not have had enough for the first down as they bring it to the 37-yard line. Now the officials again will confer over there on the far sideline. So a penalty here. It's going to be a personal foul, a face mask call in the Tigers. And that'll cost them a first down here at Crozier Park Pharmacy. First down here in this third quarter of play. 10:32 remaining in the third.
That is the ninth first down for Adams Central in the ball game, and a silly mistake there by Hastings High. You just give them a fresh set of downs. They had Reed stopped a long ways from the first down stake, so they're going to bring the football all the way out to, well, they're still marching off here. Going to be at the 48-yard line, so into Tiger territory. 10:32 left to go here in the third quarter, and just a silly mistake. You give that offense some life again.
Tigers need a defensive stop here if they want to stay in the ball game. The way the Hastings High offense is, you can't fall behind by too much more than this. 28-7 is the score. Adams Central has got the ball at the Hastings High 48-yard line. Wide receivers again go left and right here. Brecken Reed, he's got Zexter in the backfield to his right. Quick pitch out to Zexter. Stretch play as they get out here across the 50, across the 45 on his feet, battling down here to the 41-yard line. Marcus Zexter carrying the ball there for EC. Tackle is made by Bryant Mickey for the Hastings High Tiger defense. Still at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of Superior by a score of 38-0.
You just got to keep picking.
If you're a cat, I don't know what you got to do down there.
I don't know. I know my conversation with Randy Ahrens didn't go as...
according to plan?
According to what he was telling me.
Well, they don't have the running clock yet. That's
not yet.
A good sign.
It's close.
Second down here now for Adams Central. They got the ball at the 41-yard line of Hastings. Wide receivers again left and right. Zexter in the backfield to the left side this time. Brecken Reed. Reed wants to throw. He does. Ball is caught here at the 32-yard line. Still on his feet down to the 30 before he's brought down there. Another completed pass play there goes to Cole Spady. Tackle was made in there again by Zane Bender for the Hastings High Tiger defense. And that's another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as they move the ball down here to the Hastings High 30-yard line. First down and 10 now for Adams Central on the march again here in the first possession of this third quarter.
Spady picks up fire right where he left off in that first half of action. That's a 10-yard gain. Now 8 catches, 120 on the game, 10 first downs. And, boy, Spady just – he gets out there about 7-8 yards out into the secondary and just sets down. Brecken Reed's able to hit him. Hastings High's got to tighten up pressure, although he's got the speed to go right by you if you set down too much.
Wormstad comes in motion. They go straight up the middle. That's going to be Zexter across the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. So they brought Wormstad in motion to the wide side of the field, and they hand the ball away to Mark Zexter. And he takes it the distance and scores there for Adams Central. And the Patriots go out on top now 34-7.
For Zexter, that is his third touchdown on the season. The second one here tonight from 30 yards out. So Zexter now with 83 yards on 11 carries. And a great hole opened up off the left side there. They got a seam. And Zexter with some great speed takes it to the house. And they extend the lead now. Patriots 34, Tigers 7.
Here comes Sebastian Heyman back into the ball game now for Adams Central. The snap was a little bit high. They get it down, and the PAT is going to be missed. Well, he said the last one earlier in the second quarter was missed, but they changed their mind. So as of now, the PAT, no good here. 8 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 34, Hastings High 7.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Sean. Hey, the gang is all here. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. Here comes the run up on the boot. It's going to be knocked down along the ground. Hastings High will pick it up here at the 25, back to the 30, 35, 40, 45, onto the 47-yard line. Good return there by the short man picking up the ball there. I think that was Sad. Sad bringing the ball back for
number 33.
That's 33. That's Colby Pedroza, not 22. All right, 33. Colby Pedroza bringing ball back. Adams Central, 6 plays, 67 yards on the last drive. So now it's a 34-7 ball game, 8:37 to play. here in the third quarter. Hastings High out here at their 47-yard line. Two wide receivers to the right side, one wide receiver to the left. Here's Blaine Jers. That's going to call his own number here, and he's going to run right into the Adams Central defensive front. And down he goes. Blaine Dreer is brought down into play. Tackle is made in there by Max Winkler. For Adams Central, one of the linebackers. Winkler at 5'9", 175-pound sophomore. Head coach Sean Mulligan will give Blaine Dreer a pickup of 2 yards in the play as he brings it close to the 49-yard line. That's the Hastings High 49. Second down, 8 yards to go. Two running backs in the backfield. Here's Sad with the ball. Two hands on that ball as he brings it across the 50 down to the Adams Central 45-yard line. So give Nick Sad a pickup of about 6 yards in the play. 5'5" and 135 pounds. A senior running back there for the Tigers. Austin Heineken in on the stop there for the Adams Central Patriot defense. Now it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and 2 yards to go. Hastings High with the ball at the Adams Central 45-yard line. Here's Blaine Drury. Wants to throw. The ball is going to be caught here. A short pass out to the 40-yard line. That's going to be enough for a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. So a short pass comes out here to Sam Reimer. He makes a diving catch on the ball at the 40. Good enough for a first down. That's Christian Anderson in on the stop there for the Adams Central Patriot D.
Third reception for Reimer here tonight. That's good for 5 yards and a first down. That's the Tigers' first down since the first quarter of action and Dreher's first completion since the first quarter.
Here's Blaine Dreher again, a running play across the 40, still on his feet, 35 down to the 33-yard line. So Blaine Dreher picks up about 8 yards in the play. Again, he was a running back to start the season when Vinny went down a couple of weeks ago. Blaine Dreher is taking over as the quarterback, and they just run him right there. More of a running back maybe than a quarterback. He picks up some good running room there.
Keep your vehicle in top running.
What do you think about this football team, Mike, to start the season? They had Vinny Schmidt, healthy Vinny Schmidt. You got Dreher in there at the slot, and you're hoping to get some of your big weapons back, and things just haven't worked out that way for Charlie Shoemaker.
Here's a running play on a short yardage situation on second down and a yard as they go to the first man through the hole there. It's Collicott, I think, carrying the ball there for Hastings High as he moves the ball close to the first down stakes. And the officials will look to the far sideline. They're going to say, yeah, that's good enough for a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. So that was Dylan Rutt carrying the ball, not Collicott. So Dylan Rutt picks up the first down as he inches the ball down to the 30-yard line. So it's going to bring up a first down and 10 here for the Tigers. They've got the ball down here at the Adams Central 30-yard line going to the north end zone here tonight. Head coach Charlie Shoemaker making some calls here on the near sideline, now setting in some late sums here. We're going to have Bender set up as a tight end to the right side of the formation. Blaine Dreher trots back out of the field here. Sets up. Hands the ball away, or he wanted to, and then Dreher's going to be stacked up on the play. That was a kind of the read option in there. Looked like Dreher wanted to hand off, but he was stacked up on the play. Kendall Oberheide into the stop there for the Adams Central Patriot D. But that one goes absolutely nowhere. Looked like Dreher wanted to hand it away, but they didn't want it. And now we got another injured player here, another injured Adams Central Patriot down here at the 29-yard line. So we got an injury timeout again for Adams Central with 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 34, Hastings High 7.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Deals this week, a 2015 Nissan Altima and a 2015 Dodge Challenger SXT. They're great buys at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Cale Cleek is the injured player here for Adams Central, but he gets on his feet and he's going to head off to the far sideline under his own power here tonight. So Cale Cleek, the injured player there for the Adams Central Patriots. 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the third quarter. Adams Central is comfortably ahead over the Hastings High Tigers, 34-7. So after that first drive for Hastings High, they haven't done much offensively, but this is their best-looking drive they have had since that's a opening possession of the ball game. So as you bring up a second down now, 9 yards to go Here's a Blaine Dreher with the ball. He's going to slide through there. Dreher gets into the open. Look out, 20-15 to the 10-foot race to the end zone. It's going to be in there for a touchdown. So Blaine Dreher takes it in for a score from 30 yards out officially, and the Tigers get on the scoreboard here in the third.
For Dreher, that is his 17th carry of the ball game, 58 yards. That one is good for 30 yards. And the guy is just sneaky, and he's fast if he gets out into the open. He was able to find a seam over on the right side of that formation and get into the Patriots secondary. And Dreher takes it in for the touchdown. That is his second touchdown. You know, the only two scores tonight here for Dreher. And we are awaiting the Hastings High PAT, but the Tigers get six on the board with 5:33 left to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, Mickey was late getting out there. He's the kicker. He puts the pad down, high snap, ball is down, the kick is up, but the kick goes off of the left side, it is no good. So the PAT is no good there by Blaine Dreher. 5 minutes and 33 seconds to play now in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score, Adam Central 34, Hastings High 13.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
Mike, Jimmy Purcell and Gene Shaw back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. So the Tigers have scored. The Patriots have scored here in the second half. So a 21-point ball game, 34-13 as the Tigers get ready to kick off here.
And probably not going to kick deep. We've been watching all the kicks. Neither team has elected to go deep downfield. I believe Wormstat's one of the return guys for the Patriots on the far side. But both teams have been just squibbing it along the ground. We'll see what Menke does here.
A short kick again is going to be fielded by the Patriots short man at the 35, and he falls forward to the 37. Yeah, Zexter is back there, and also Kyler Wormstat, a couple of guys that could really do some damage in returning kicks. Jack Keller grabs that one there for the Adams Central Patriots as he brings the ball to the 37-yard line.
So we'll see what the Patriots can do. Again, a big night so far by Brecken Reed. Reed has thrown for 235 yards in the ball game. Spady and Wormstat have done the damage against this Tiger secondary. Not a lot of rushing yards. We haven't seen that this season, and you're not going to with this new offensive set that Sean Mulligan has put in. So Brecken Reed will be back there. It'll be Zexer just off to the right side of his hip.
All right, so the Patriots have the lead. They've got the ball again. There's a pitch back to Zexter. He brings it outside. Penalty flags go down as Zexter goes down at the 45-yard line. Josh Dykus into the stop there for the Hastings High defense. We understand that the Hastings High softball team is going to play in the state tournament next week in the opening crown. They're going to play Grand Island Northwest again.
That will be the third consecutive game. I believe that took two.
Yeah, it took two today to win the district championship. Northwest gets in as the wild card team. And now Hastings High will have to play Grand Island Northwest again next Wednesday at 11:30 in the opening round of the state softball tournament in Hastings.
Somebody didn't shake the tickets up very good there. That's kind of odd to see that happen. But again, they see each other a lot.
Yeah, they played them during the regular season a couple
exactly.
of times.
Yeah, this penalty, by the way, is going to go a holding call on Adams Central, so it's going to nullify that game by Zexer. They'll bring the football back to the 30-yard line, 5:25 left to go here in the third quarter. It's Patriots 34, Tigers 13.
Spady is your wide receiver split out to the left side of the formation. In fact, four wide receivers all over the place now for Adams Central. Brecken Reed wants to throw, cocks the arm, moves to his right, sets in the pocket, throws. It's going to be caught out here. Kyler Wormstat at the 45, back to the 43, and he's going to be brought down there. Kyler Wormstat out there is going to be short of a first down following that penalty in the previous play. Cade Adler back there in coverage for the Hastings High Tigers, holding on for dear life. Kyler Wormstat pulls her in there for Adams Central, picks up a good chunk of that yardage. Adams Central now looking at a second down situation here. Second down and a more manageable situation, about 6 yards to go.
Yeah, they bring that football all the way out to the, 42-yard line. So a gain of 12 there. And a great job by Brecken Reed. Again, he's very comfortable, very patient back there. He got forced out of the pocket, rolled to the right side, and looked downfield. Spady was covered up down here at about the 40-yard line, and he's seen a sprinting Kyler Wormstead across the middle of the field. Hit him in stride. That one's good for 12, and it's now a second down and 5 for the Patriots.
Two wide receivers to each side of the formation now. Hastings High jumping around on defense. They're coming with a blitz. Now we got a timeout called. Adam Central calls the timeout. Hastings High was coming with a blitz there. And they call the timeout to talk this thing over. 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play. The timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a new paint job or auto body work, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body. They're at 208 West South Street in Hastings. They'll get your vehicle looking good with every little timeout. We'll have more after this.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So second down, 5 yards to go. Adams Central with the ball on their own 42-yard line. They're protecting a 34-13 lead here over the Hastings High Tigers. Brecken Reed standing with Zexter in the backfield here. Brecken Reed fakes to Zexter. There's a pass to the far side, count it to 50. Down to the Tiger 45, down to the 43-yard line. So they fake the ball to Mark Zexter, and then they fire it right away to Cole Spady. And he has been Johnny on the spot here. Brian Binky in on the stop for Hastings High. Spady had just two catches last week. In fact, he was only targeted two times last week by Adams Central. And head coach Sean Mulligan said that was a mistake, and I can see why. Boy, you got to get the ball into this kid's hands because he is a dangerous, dangerous football player.
That is reception number 9 on the night. Now 136 yards for Spady. He's thrown a touchdown and caught a touchdown, and he's got the Patriots with their 11th first down of the night.
Play action pass again. This time Brecken Reed is in trouble. He's going to be sacked. Back here at the 48-yard line, Brecken Reed is going to be sacked on the play. And the guy that sacked him is down on the play for the Hastings High Tigers down here at the 46-yard line. So now we got an injury timeout for the Hastings High Tigers here at the 46. So we got another injury timeout, 3:40 to play.
Quarterback sack.
3:40. Well, let's keep it right here. He's hopping back onto his feet here.
That's Blaine Dreher.
Yeah, Blaine Dreher was down on the play. That would not be good. So Blaine Dreher gets the sack for Hastings High on the opposing quarterback, Brecken Reed. And now Blaine Dreher is going to come out of the ball game for the Tigers. He comes to the near sideline. I don't know who the third-string quarterback is.
I was just going to ask you, with all your knowledge, who is the backup quarterback now for the Tigers? I think it's Damon Haynes.
All right, we'll see. We'll check on Blaine Dreher down here right in front of us. He's out of the ball game right now. So it's second down following the sack. Second down and 15 yards to go for Adams Central. They've got a 34-13 lead over the Hastings High Tigers. Four wide receivers out this time for AC. Backing up is Reed. Backside pressure, and the Tigers are nearly got to him again. Brecken Reed still has feet at the 50, at the 45. Penalty flags down at the 40, 35. Now the ball comes loose, and Hastings High has got the ball. Hastings High comes up with a ball here. We'll have to check out all the flags and everything else. Tigers come up with a football down here on a fumble by Brecken Reed, and coming up with a ball for Hastings is going to be Deshaun Dixon. We'll have to sort this thing out because Brecken Reed was almost down back here on a sack. He got away. Penalty flags went down. Brecken Reed then had the first down and more as he had it down around the 30-yard line. The ball pops loose, and Deshaun Dixon picks it up.
Number 84, Josh Steichen. First down, Tigers.
Now it's going to be, it's going to be first down, Tigers. I think that was a holding call on Hastings High. I think the PA guy is jumping the gun here. It's going to be a holding call on Hastings High, and they're talking with the Adams Central captains here.
Yeah, you go back to the play, and Reed was forced all the way back into their own territory. And now we're going to get the call again. But the Tigers thought they had him brought down. And Reed was able to get free and take it all the way down the far sidelines. And, yeah, then he was stripped. And now it is going to be a hold against the defense, so the Patriots are going to get the football back to the displeasure of the crowd.
Yeah, they get a big break here because Hastings High shouldn't have had the ball there to 30. This game is far from over, Jimmy. It's only a 21-point ball game. If Hastings High could have come up with a ball right there, they would have been right back into this football game, but a defensive holding call on Hastings High. So instead of giving the ball to the Tigers down around the 30, Adams Central not have a first down. They'll have a second down situation here. Second down at about 5 yards to go from the Hastings High 37-yard line.
And that penalty had to happen right about the line of scrimmage because it was laying on about the 45, 46-yard line. So it happened right off the get-go. But again, the Patriots get it. It'll be a second down and 5 here at the 37.
Quick pitch out here to Zexter trying to get to the numbers. He does 40, 35 down to the 30-yard line. Tackle is made in there again by Blaine Dreher, who's back into the ballgame now for Hastings High. Zexter picks up enough for another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. So he moves the ball down here to the 29-yard line. First and 10 here for Adams Central. 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. Adams Central is out on top 34-13 here in the ballgame. Hastings St. Cecilia is still leading Superior 38-0 there in the third quarter to play down in Superior. So Adams Central taking all the time in the world here to huddle up. They've got the big lead. In no hurry here as they sneak up to the line of scrimmage. That's going to be Keller and Wormstad going to the left side of the formation. Spady, big, tall, wide receiver to the right side. Two running backs in the backfield now. There's a handoff to Zexter. He goes the other way. He's hemmed in. He's at the 30, and he's going to be brought down. Now he gets away. 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown. That was terrible tackling, Jimmy, on the part of Hastings High. They had him stopped after a couple of yard game. They had two or three guys tugging and yanking at Mark Zexter. Zexter somehow squirts loose and takes it down the sideline for the touchdown.
Yeah, just unbelievable. They had him stopped a yard shy of the line of scrimmage and somehow in front of the Patriot bench and Sean Mulligan, he was able to get loose, kept his legs a-moving, kept two hands on the football, takes it in from 29 yards out for Zexter. That is his second touchdown on the ground. And now over 100 yards, 115 unofficially.
Here comes the point after touchdown. It is up, and the PAT is good. So the Adams Central Patriots score a touchdown here on a play that probably should have been stopped by the Tiger defense after a 1 or 2 yard gain. Very poor defensively there for the Tigers. 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's now Adams Central 41, the Hastings High Tigers 13.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call
402-463-4853. 1230 KHAS.
Adams Central has scored on 6 straight offensive possessions. Wow, that from 30 yards out, a play that was stopped at the line of scrimmage. Mark Zexter gets a touchdown. Adams Central has got to lead 41-13. Here's the kickoff returned by Hastings High. Penalty flags down across the 35 to the 40 out to the 41-yard line. I guess Dyke is returning the ball there for Hastings High, but again, a penalty flag is down here at the 37-yard line.
Well, we go back to that last running play that went for the touchdown. There might have been as many as 8 guys for Hastings High get their hands on Mark Zexter and not able to bring him down. That's stuff you work on in midget football is wrapping up, and they did not do any of the sort. Now Charlie Shoemaker going to get an explanation, and this is going to go on the Tigers. So now the Tigers have been hit now with 4 penalties in the ball game. It's going to be a holding call against the Tigers.
All right, so they'll go back the other way. Hastings High now trailing the ball game by a score of 41-13. Hastings College football tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. We will head for Sioux City. It'll be Hastings against the number 3 ranked team in the nation. These guys were number 1 just a couple of weeks ago. Ranked number 3 this week. The Morningside Mustangs. Hastings and Morningside tomorrow. 1:30 the kickoff from Elwood Olsen Stadium in Sioux City. On the air with the Tony Harper pregame show at 1230. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a running play. It's going to be, I think, Deshaun Dixon is in there now for Hastings High as he gets his first carry of the ball game, and he's going to be stacked up here by the interior of the defensive line for the Adams Central Patriots. So Deshaun Dixon getting his first carry there. Tackle was made by Kendall Oberheide. We'll give him a pickup of 3 yards in the play. They give him forward progress to the 29-yard line. Hard to believe that Hastings High scored the opening touchdown of this ball game. It looked very good in the first quarter, but the wheels have fallen off the cart. They trail 41-13. Blaine Dreher cocks the arm, throws it. It's going to be caught and then dropped out here at the 41-yard line. Unable to come up with a ball there for Hastings High on the far sideline. Incomplete pass. Over there for Hastings High was Damon Haynes. Damon Haynes was the guy over there. The intended receiver for Hastings High right in front of the Adams Central bench. Incomplete pass going to bring up third down and 7 yards to go. Buck 35 left here in the third quarter. Adams Central is out on top by a score of 41-13 here in the ball game. Dreher again runs away from traffic and he's going to be hit. Down he goes. Tripped up here behind the line of scrimmage by the Adams Central defense. Dreher is going to be sacked on the play. Tackle is made in there by Kendall Oberheide again for Adams Central. So the Hastings High Tigers will go three plays and out. They'll have to punt the football away as Dreher drops back into punt formation.
Boy, and Dreher's got some speed if he can get to the outside, but that is a big body in Oberheide. 6'2", 230 pounds. Looks like knee floating around on the defensive side of things back in the day.
Yeah, I don't see any resemblance whatsoever. Here's Kyler Wormstead. He's going to return the ball at the 35-yard line for Adams Central. He's hemmed in. There's going to be a face mask call as he goes down on the play back here at the 37-yard line. It was yanked here, and everybody in the stands and then some saw that face mask call. Brian Binky was the guy down there. I'm still looking for the resemblance of you and Kendall Oberheide.
Well, I've started shrinking as I've aged.
Yeah, you're not 6'2" or nowhere close to 6'2", and you're certainly it could be 230 pounds. You might have him in that area. All right, here's the call. It's going to be a face mask call there on Binky.
That'll be penalty number 5 for Hastings High on the night, and they will bring the football across midfield, spot it down just inside, in between the 47 and 48 yard line with just under a minute left to here in the third quarter. 52 seconds left, and the Patriots up 41-13.
Adams Central led at halftime of this ball game with a score of 28-7. Patriots have scored a couple of touchdowns here in this third quarter, a couple of running touchdowns by Zexter. Blaine Dreher getting in for the Hastings High Tigers here in this quarter. First down and 10 for Adams Central. They got the ball at the Hastings High 48 yard line. Running play again to Zexter. Zexter brings it to the 46 around the hash mark here on this near sideline. He's going to be buried there. Emil Sommerfeld and Blaine Dreher into the stop there for the Hastings High Tigers. So Emil Sommerfeld now into the ball game for Hastings High up there on that defensive line. Sommerfeld, 6'6", a 300-pound senior for the Tigers. Clock is running with 27 seconds to play here in the third. 41-13. The Adams Central Patriots have got the lead.
Talk about Sommerfeld. Didn't get the starting nod tonight. Played a pretty good ball game up in Schuyler. Got a bum wheel. Got a heavily taped right ankle. But Sommerfeld in the game playing that nose guard.
Four wide receivers out. Trio of wide receivers out to the left side of the formation now. One running back in the backfield. There's a handoff. Zexter has got the ball. Two hands on it as he comes across the 45. And he's going to be stopped right there as he tries to slide away from that one. Spin away from a would-be tackler there. Tackle is made in there by Michael Collicott for Hastings High on defense. Ball is down here at the 45-yard line, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books. High school football action here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 41, the Hastings High Tigers 13.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Owner Dave Jepson talks about Furniture Direct's new website.
Our website has probably 5,000 different items on it that we have either on our floor or that we can order for the customer. It is FurnitureDirectHastings.com. We have all the financing offers that we have available to us. The current advertising on there, the website's just full of content.
Furniture Direct, behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
I am into the fourth and final quarter. The Patriots have the lead over the Tigers. It's 41-13.
Third quarter stats brought to you by The Food Cupboard in Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop at The Food Cupboard and save big today. For the Patriots in that third quarter, 38 yards passing, 74 on the ground, 112 total, four first downs. For the Tigers, it was 5 yards through the air from Dreher and 51 yards on the ground, so 56 total on two first downs. I'll get to some individual numbers here. The Patriots at the line of scrimmage just underway in the fourth quarter. They got the football, third and seven here at the 45-yard line.
All right, Brecken Reed in there with Mark Zexter in the backfield. They're going to hand the ball away to Zexter. Slides through. He's got the first down and more across the 40, 35, down to the 32-yard line. So Mark Zexter continues to pile up the numbers here. For the Adams Central Patriots, tackle is made in there by Colby Pedroza now for the Hastings High Tiger defense.
Looking for Hastings High, Reimer with three catches, 22 yards. And Sad with a couple of receptions and 29 yards. We look at rushing totals, Dreher with 18 carries, 57 yards. On the Patriots sidelines, we look at Cole Spady, nine catches now, 136 yards for Spady. Kyler Wormstadt is sitting right now with four catches, 127 yards. And Zexer with the rushing duties tonight, well over 100 yards, 129 yards now on 18 carries for Zexer.
First down and 10 yards to go for Adams Central. They got the ball down here at the 32-yard line of Hastings High. Zexer again gets the call, trying to bring it outside, and penalty flags go down as Zexer goes down here at the 34. Now he got some extracurricular activity downfield here. They'll have to sort all this out. Somebody came out without a hat. You got to keep your hat on. Somebody came out of here without a hat. That was Kendall Oberheide. Doesn't have a hat on.
Oberheide and Sommerfeld going mad at that.
Well, there's a lot of beef there, yeah.
You can put that on Monday Night Raw.
I'll have to sort this out here as Oberheide ends up without a hat. He's going to head off the field now as the officials sort this one out. We got one, two, three penalty flags down. We've got a holding call in Adams Central. Then we're going to have a dead ball foul, unsportsmanlike conduct call here against Adams Central. So a couple of penalties there on the Patriots. It's been a pretty well-played football game here tonight. Not a whole lot of major penalties here in this one anyway.
No, I think we got through the first quarter with just one penalty. But since then, I've got the Tigers now with five, the Patriots with four.
This has been a good rivalry between these two teams. It's just one of those good old-fashioned rivalries. It's not a heated one. It's not a dirty one. These guys see each other each and every week. So
yeah, it really just doesn't matter what the rankings are, where they're at. It's been a pretty good contested football game over the years. Unfortunately, that's going to go away. It will no longer, well, at least for the foreseeable future, it will not happen.
Yeah, we understand Adams Central is almost assured to be playing Class C1 football next year. So we'll have a team in Class B, we'll have a team in Class C1, we'll have a team in Class C2, beginning with the 2016 season, and this particular game will not be played. Now look at the penalty. They're not only going to march off the holding call, but because that was a dead ball foul, they're also going to mark that one off. So the Patriots are going to be penalized big time here all the way back to their own 41. They got to take it down here to the 22-yard line.
Almost to Parkview Cemetery.
Yeah, a couple of area codes and a couple of states here that Adams Central has got to, boy, I don't even have my slide rule here to figure this one out. It's first down and a whole bunch. Ball is on their own 41-yard line. Adams Central has scored on six straight possessions here. We have to do some work here. There's a pass, or there's a snap to Brecken Reed, and he grabs it, and he's going to be down. He goes, and it looked like that one was, everybody was on the same page there. That didn't look right. The snap came back, and it was off of the mark. They had a man come in motion, and it kind of got blown up there by the Hastings High Tigers. Ian Rents into the ball game now for Hastings. We'll double-check that number. Rents, a 5'10", 200-pound freshman playing for Hastings High. We'll check that number at number 59 playing out there for Hastings High. Second down in a bunch. It's second down and 39 yards to go. Second and 39 with the ball at the 39-yard line of Adams Central. So second down and 39 yards to go for Adams Central. Moving from our right to our left here in this third quarter of play. Here's Brecken Reed. He comes back up there with wide receivers all over the place. He's going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Zexter again. And Zexter is going to be brought down. So Adams Central elects to keep the ball on the ground. Blaine Dreher on the stop there for Hastings High. Bryant Mickey also coming up there to make the stop. So it's now third down. Adams Central has got the comfortable lead. They're just going to run some clock here in this fourth quarter. We're down to 10 minutes and 20 seconds to go.
Yeah, I was going to say, if not, Sean Mulligan would go to the tab in the back of the playbook.
Yeah, how many calls do you have, Coach?
Third and on, 40.
Yeah, third down and a bunch. Third and about 40 yards to go.
I know one guy that can get you there. He's going to be split out to the left side of the formation, right at the numbers.
That's Cole Spady. He's had a good night tonight for Adams Central. Now the Tigers showing blitz here on third down and 40. And here they come with it. Brecken Reed backs up. He throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete. Incomplete pass, taking it down the right sideline. Incomplete pass. That's going to bring up a fourth down situation. The intended receiver there for Adams Central is a Peyton Broderick, who's into the ball game now. Broderick, 5'8", 150-pound junior. Patriots will have to punt.
Something you don't see. We haven't seen a whole lot here tonight.
They scored on six straight possessions, and now they're going to have to punt the football here. This is Isaac Stutzman putting the ball downfield. He averages 30.8 yards per kick. He gets 35 on that kick, and the Hastings High Tigers will have the ball back. You're listening to high school football action here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. First down and 10 yards to go. Hastings now with the ball on their own 25-yard line. 9:49 to play here in this fourth quarter. There's a running play again by Blaine Dreher, and he's going to be brought down on the play. So Dreher trying to take it off the right tackle that time, runs right into the Adams Central Patriot defense. And the stop there for Adams Central that time. Getting in there was Trevor Bumgardner. So it's now second down and 10 yards to go. No gain in the last play there by Dreher, the quarterback for Hastings High. 41-13. This has not been a contest since early in this football game. There's a quick pass out there, thrown out to about the 30-yard line. It's a completed pass. As they get the ball over there to Pedroza, Max Winkler on the stop for Adams Central defensively. It's now third down and 5 yards to go. Hastings St. Cecilia leading Superior in the fourth quarter. I bleed for your alma mater. It is now 59-0. Hastings St. Cecilia leading the Cats tonight.
Goodness, even the Little Hawks are scoring.
There's a pass by Dreher that's going to be tipped. That's going to be tipped back here in the defensive secondary. Getting his hands on it there for Adams Central was Jack Keller. Intended receiver was Kobe Pedroza of Hastings High.
Mike, we look at Hastings High offensively. In that first quarter, they threw 8 passes. Since that time, they've thrown 6. They have just abandoned, and a lot of it has to do with the Patriot pass rush. They have been able to get in there. They have dominated this line of scrimmage from the end of the first quarter on, both offensively and defensively. They have forced Dreher out of the pocket a lot. They brought him down a couple of times, and attribute that to the defense, and Dreher is going to have to punt the football away here on fourth down.
Wormsat is back deep for Adams Central. He calls for the fair catch and makes it at the 40. Probably could have run that one. Calls for the fair catch, makes it. That's where the Patriots will start first down and 10 on their own 40-yard line. Tonight's game under the lights brought to you by Krieger Electric, serving the greater Hastings Quad County area since 1950 with complete electrical service for all of your commercial, industrial, and residential needs. Call Krieger Electric at 402-462-5757, or you can see them online at KriegerElectric.com. Adams Central led at halftime 28-7. Patriots now leading by a score of 41-13. We'll have our CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show coming up after the ball game tonight. Merritt Lawson will be along. All the scores from week number 7 of the high school football season tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Zexter again gets the call. Comes left side. Comes back the other way. Cuts it back 45-50, 45-40, 35, and he's knocked down here at the 30-yard line. Zexter started off left, and he puts on the brakes and goes back the other way and takes it down the right sideline. And Zexter takes it all the way down to the 31-yard line. That's another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. But another nice run there by Mark Zexter for EC.
boy, a nifty bit of running there by Zexler. Things closed up on the left side of the line. He was able to get free off the right side, and then his speed get around the outside. Now for Zexler, that's 21 carries, 158 yards on the night. Not to mention we got two guys over 100 yards of receiving. Some big, big nights tonight by three of the Patriots.
Spady out to the left side, and the trio of wide receivers will go to the right side. That's the short side of the field there. Handoff again is going to go to Zexler. This time he's going to be hitting the backfield, and down he goes. Trying to run to the short side of the field, and he is brought down there by Dreher back here at the 35-yard line. So a couple of yard loss back here to the 35. Second down and 12 yards to go. Coming up after the ball game, we'll have our player of the game and our coach's post-game show. Then we'll get you into the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show here tonight on 1230 KHIS. In St. Cecilia, continuing lead 59-0 over Superior. Sutton and Southern Valley having a battle tonight. They're in the fourth quarter. The Sutton Mustangs leading Southern Valley 22-20.
I think they had their sights on Duncan Field tonight.
Yeah, the Sutton Mustangs will play St. Cecilia next Friday night in our high school football game of the week. Second down and 12 yards to go from the 35. Handoff again to Zexler. Eludes one tackler, but not the second one. Blaine Dreher again runs into Mark Zexler. Those guys are getting to know one another quite well here in this fourth quarter of play. Dreher brings him down. Is at the 34-yard line now if he sees eye as we approach the seven-minute mark here in this fourth quarter, and that's not good. Blaine Dreher again comes up hobbling a little bit here for the Hastings High Tigers.
Yeah, that's really not good. I'm amused over here. I look at your scoreboard over in front of you. You talk about a couple of teams that have been challenged all season long, Centura and Wood River. How long will that game go?
They're in overtime. Nobody has scored yet. 0-0, Centura and Wood River in overtime. I told you it might be next Tuesday before somebody scores.
It might be.
Third down here and 12 yards to go from the 36-yard line. Pitchback comes to Zexler. He is hemmed in. Zexler dancing, and he gets the ball to the 34-yard line. Zexler trying to get away, but he was surrounded there by Tigers as they cage him and throw him down here at the 34-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Tigers. That's Sam Reimer coming up to make the stop. So the Patriots get the ball into Hastings High territory. It sputters here as they have to punt the football away now in fourth down and 12. The ball is sitting at the 34 of Hastings High. Here's Isaac Stutzman back into the ball game now for Adams Central. This will be his second punt of the ball game here, both here in the second half. Now we've got a whistle, and I think Adams Central took too long. So we're going to have a delay of game here against Adams Central. That's going to be the case. Nope, it's going to be illegal procedure. Illegal procedure on the Patriots.
Look down here on the sidelines. I don't see him tending to Blaine Dreher at all. He came off the field. He's not on the field as of right now. So not really obviously a serious injury for Dreher.
Donovan Trumbull is leading Sandy Creek 40-0 tonight. They're in the third quarter to play up in Donovan. Gibbon is out on top of Arcadia Loop City by a score of 40-6 as we head down the stretch here today. Fourth down and 17 yards to go. Adams Central has got the ball at the Hastings High 39. They will punt it here. Stutzman's kick high in the air. Hastings High will let it bounce down here across the 10-yard line, across the 5-yard line. And the Patriots, they get to the ball. They're down around the goal line, and the officials say, yes, they did. Wow, they downed the ball. A 38-and-a-half-yard kick. And Adams Central downs the football down there just outside the goal line. So Hastings High, who has really struggled offensively, Jimmy, in the second half of play, will start this drive from their half-yard line.
And we'll see Dreher. He'll trot back onto the field, but you can see he's favoring.
Yeah, he's
I believe
he's
that left leg. I'd seen him down in front of the players. They were tending to around the left knee area, so we'll see how mobile he is.
All right, he's going to take the snap here, and he hands the ball away, just trying to get out of there. As he brings the ball close to the 5-yard line, they hand the ball away there to Sad. So Nick Sad now in the backfield. He moves the ball from the 1 out to the 5-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Nolan Berry, who's into the ball game now for Adams Central as the Patriots going with their second and third teamers here with the game comfortably in hand here in the fourth quarter. Sad breaks through there again across the 10-yard line out to about the 12. So Sad's going to have enough for a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. He is brought down into play there by Caleb Ackles, who's into the ball game now. Ackles, a 5'9", 150-pound sophomore for the Patriots. So it's first down, 10 yards to go. Hastings High has moved the ball out to the 13-yard line. Blaine Dreher, still in there, quarterback for Hastings High. He's got the ball, and he hands it away. That's going to be sad again as he takes it off a left tackle. He's going to be brought down there, a short game. The Tigers just trying to find some room there. Tackle is made in there by Adam Central's Nolan Berry again.
Well, you can really see Dreher really favoring that leg as he hands the football off. He's not able to put a lot of pressure on there. You don't expect him to run the football.
I think put up the surrender flag here. They're running the football. We're down to 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Yeah, that's not good because the Tigers have two more games to go here in the 2015 season. They're already down to Blaine at quarterback, and certainly if he is injured, that would not be good. He's, like I said, Jimmy, he's not moving real well out there right now for Hastings High. There's a handoff again. That's just going to go straight ahead. They're going to be very close to another first down here as they power their way out here across the 25-yard line. Running the football there for the Hastings High Tigers is Michael Collicott. Corey Brown into the stop for Adams Central as they go deep into the depth chart here in this fourth quarter of play.
Everybody in a white jersey is going to get some action tonight. That is the 11th first down for Hastings High, and they've inched the football from the goal line out to the 26.
Tigers, again, just keep the ball on the ground here as they angle off on the right side. Running the football there for Hastings High that time. It's going to be D'Angelo Nicolarson who's into the ball game. Derek Vonderfeck into the stop there for Adams Central as the freshman getting some playing time out there for head coach Sean Mulligan. A pickup of about 4 yards in the last play there by Nicolarson. Second down and 6 yards to go. And they run a blast play right up the middle there across the 35 out to the 36-yard line. Running the football there for Hastings High is going to be Michael Collicott. Collicott brings the ball up here close to the, like I say, his knee went down right at the 36. So it's third down here for Hastings High. 3 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. Third down and 1 yard to go for the Tigers from the 36. Blaine Dreher turns, hands them all away. Sliding through, they're going to pick up the first down across the 40. Still on his feet to the 43, 44, 45, 46-yard line before he's finally brought down. So some good hard running there for Hastings High, bringing the ball to the 46. Running the football there was Kobe Pedroza for the Tigers. Picks up another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down.
First down, number 12. Football almost out to midfield. This drive started right in the right around the half-yard line. 33, Kobe
Pedroza. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side now as the Tigers kind of spread the field here. There's another running play that's going to go again to Pedroza. He's across the 50 down to the Patriot 44-yard line. So Kobe Pedroza carrying the mail there for Hastings High. Picks up about 9 yards in the play. Tackle is made in here by Adams Central's, I think, Isaac Stutzman, who's into the ball game now as a quarterback here on this left side. Second down and a yard to go. Hastings High from the 44-yard line of Adams Central. Running play, Sad has got the ball. Sad brings it across to 40 down to the 39-yard line. That's going to be enough for another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Tackle is made in here by Adams Central. It's going to be a Nolan Berry into the stop again. All right, Wood River has scored in overtime. Wood River has beaten Centura in overtime by a score of 6-0.
You looked at that wrong, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Centura has scored in overtime, and they beat Wood River tonight 8-6. All right, so they finally score. Both teams score in overtime. Wood River misses on their extra point. Centura gets a touchdown and a two-point conversion, and Centura beats Wood River tonight in overtime by a score of 8-6. Minute 43 left here. Here's Sand with the ball getting outside, 35, 30-yard line, dancing to the 28. He's going to be surrounded there and brought down out of the 28-yard line. A plethora of Adams Central Patriots over here on the stop. Landon Wright is one of the guys to get over here for EC. 41-13. Adams Central scores on six straight possessions in this ball game, and they're going to win this ball game comfortably over Hastings High. The Patriots have never lost to Hastings High in high school football. They've been playing this is the sixth meeting between the two teams, and Adams Central a perfect 6-0 against Hastings High in football as this rivalry gets put on hold for a while. As the Patriots expected to move back to Class C1 next year. So these two teams will not lock up in the foreseeable future, and that's too bad for high school football in the city of Hastings. There's a running play across the 25, out of the 20-yard line, down to the 19-yard line. Running the football there for Hastings High again was Kobe Pedroza. So Hastings High started this drive at the half-yard line. They've now moved the ball into the Adams Central red zone against basically the second and third teamers here for AC.
And it's all been rushing plays. Granted, it's again second and third teamers, but to Dreher, not really doing anything other than just handing off. He's not very mobile. He's definitely favoring that leg, so they will check him out. And again, like you said, hopefully it's not serious.
Here's a handoff again, sliding through there and busting across the 15, down to the 10, down to the 5-yard line. Running the football there was Michael Collicott. So Collicott picks up a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Down here at the 5-yard line of Adams Central. We're down to a minute to play now here in this football game. Adams Central is out on top, 41-13. There's Dreher again, hands the ball away to Sad, cuts back and takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. So Sad takes it in there. That was a 99-yard drive, 99 yards plus, as Sad takes it into the end zone for the touchdown here with 55 seconds to play.
And Sad in mop-up duty getting some good yards. That's 8 carries, 35 yards on that drive. It was also Collicott out there getting some good carries as well on the drive, but they take it in from 5 yards out. And now just under a minute left to go. It is now Adams Central 41, Hastings High 19, and Minky's in the game for the PAT.
Brian Minky will try to put this one through the pipes. Reimer holds. Ball is down. Kick is up. And it goes sailing off the left side. It is no good. So the PAT is no good here by Brian Minky. Adams Central has got the lead. We got 55 seconds to play in the ball game. Adams Central 41. The Hastings High Tigers 19.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
30 KHAS.
Hastings Paint SA has beaten Superior tonight 65-14. The Cats scoring a couple of touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Hastings Paint SA is 7-0 on the season. They'll play Sutton next Friday night. The Mustangs able to hold off Southern Valley tonight 22-20. So the Hastings Paint SA and Sutton matchup of number one against number three or four, depending on which poll you want to go by. Next Friday night at Duncan Field, we'll have it for you on 1230 KHIS. 6 o'clock, Pigskin preview, 7 o'clock for the kickoff next Friday night. So 55 seconds to play here on this one, 41-19. Hastings trailing the Adams Central Patriots here tonight. There's the kickoff. It's going to go all the way back here to the 5-yard line into the end zone. And it's going to be a touchback. So a touchback here, and Adams Central is going to get the ball at the 20-yard line.
13, Brian Becky.
So we'll have the players of the game coming up here in this contest tonight. The coach's post-game show, then Merritt Lawson is going to join us. He'll have the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. All the scores from week number 7 of the high school football season. And now you got to start worrying about playoffs and things like that, trying to maneuver in, winning your district championships and things like that. We head into the final weeks of this 2015 season. Adams Central is just going to take a knee here. And they're going to snap the ball maybe two more times, and we'll get out of here. As this rivalry is going to come to an end for a while. Brecken Reed up under center. He's going to go down to his knee. And actually, we got a new quarterback in there now for Adams Central. Going to take these final couple of snaps. Into the ball game for AC as somebody who's not on the roster. Obviously, they're deep. Into the the old depth chart here. They got a new man out there for AC taking these final two snaps. We're 30 seconds to play here in this one. Adams Central comfortably ahead as the Patriots will take one more knee here. And that should be just about it. As the Adams Central Patriots for the sixth straight time going to beat the Hastings High Tigers here tonight And they won it pretty easily over Hastings High. And this is a 2015 edition. AC knocks off the Hastings High Tigers tonight. The final score of 41-19. So Adams Central, they will improve to 3 wins and 4 losses on the season. The Patriots will play Lexington next Friday night. Meanwhile, the Hastings High Tigers, they will drop to 2 wins and 5 losses. They've got a home date with the McCook Bison next Friday night. Again, the final score, it was Adams Central winning over Hastings High 41-19. Back with the final numbers after this.
Speed matters. With the kids back in school and the whole family online, keep everyone happy with wireless LTE internet from Glenwood. Research a school project on your iPad, on the home office computer, or using Wi-Fi to save minutes on your phone's data plan. It can all happen at once. Reliable speeds are available from 3 to 12 megabits. Glenwood offers local service and support with exceptional customer service. Update your internet today. Call 866-756-4746 or visit shopglenwood.net.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Well, 30 KHAS.
So the Adams Central Patriots, they win it tonight over the Hastings High Tigers. Final score of 41-19. Hastings High actually got on the scoreboard first, took the opening possession, went 14 plays, 72 yards, scored with 6:52 to play in the first quarter on a 3-yard run by Blaine Dreher. The Patriots come back and score on 6 straight possessions, spanning the second and third quarters. Adams Central scored on their first possession of the ball game. Brecken Reed, a 4-yard touchdown. 11 plays, 65-yard drive to tie it at 7. Adams Central then got a Mark Zexter 6-yard run to make it 14-7 early in the second quarter. Patriots getting a 74-yard touchdown pass from Cole Spady to Kyler Warmstadt to make it a 21-7 ball game. And then right before halftime, a 10-yard pass from Brecken Reed to Cole Spady to make it 28-7. By halftime, the Tigers had just 9 rushes and 1 yard in that second quarter of play. Patriots scoring again early in the third quarter on a 30-yard touchdown from Zexter to make it 34-7. Tigers getting on the scoreboard on a 30-yard touchdown from Blaine Dreher to make it 34-13. Patriots scoring again on a 29-yard run by Zexter to make it 41-13. Nick Sand scoring with 55 seconds to play in the game on a 5-yard run to make it the final of 41-19. The Patriots win it here tonight.
Your final stats brought to you by the Food Cupboard in Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. For the Adams Central Patriots in the ball game, they were able to rack up some big, big numbers here tonight. Brecken Reed goes all the way. His numbers, I guess Cole Spady will put them in there together. Those two combined 13 of 20 passing, 263 yards, 2 touchdowns on the night. The Patriots rushed it 30 times for 183 yards, so 446 of total offense in the ball game. 14 first downs for the Patriots. Look at some individual leaders. There were some big ones. Cole Spady, 9 catches, 136 yards, and a touchdown. Again, he also threw one in the ball game. Kyler Warmstadt with 4 receptions, 127. He caught that touchdown from 74 yards out. Mark Zexer, 24 carries, 156 yards on the ground, and 2 touchdowns. And Brecken Reed ends the night with 6 carries and 32 yards. For Hastings High, in the ball game, they put together a good first quarter, but from there on out, the Patriot defense shut them down. Blaine Dreher goes all the way. He finishes 9 of 14 tonight, just 97 yards in the contest. The Tigers rushed it 47 times for 187 yards in the night. So 284 yards of total offense for the Tigers in the ball game. 15 first downs. Some individual leaders for the Tigers. Dreher rushing the football, 18 carries, 57 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Reimer finishes the night with 3 receptions and 22 yards. And Dylan Rutt with 8 rushes and 22 yards. But, again, a good first quarter by the Tigers. But then the Patriot, both offensive and defensive lines, really took charge in the ball game, and they were able to come away with a victory.
41-19, Adams Central wins it here tonight. Stay tuned. The player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The player of the game is brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet, GMC, Cadillac, BMW, and Hyundai at 1708 South Webb Road in Grand Island and online at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Adams Central wins it here tonight over Hastings High. Again, the final score of 41-19. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central, boy, put their names in a hat and draw one out here. Cole Spady, 136 yards receiving today. Kyler Warmstad had four catches, 127. Zexter runs for three touchdowns and 156 yards, all for AC. And for the Hastings High Tigers, Blaine Dreher had 57 yards rushing, a couple of touchdowns. Also did a great job on defense here tonight for Hastings High. All candidates for our player of the game will come back and name our winner right after this.
Here in the heartland of America, we need hard-working trucks.
For working, tailgating, a truck gets the job done. At Tom Dinsdale, we promise first-rate customer service. And our extensive inventory and new facility will make your car buying experience a pleasure. From Omaha to Denver, don't buy anything without checking Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Our player of the game tonight for the Adams Central Patriots is going to be Cole Spady. Nine receptions, 136 yards, and a touchdown. He also threw a touchdown pass tonight for AC. And for the Hastings High Tigers, Blaine Dreher. We did everything he could to keep the Tigers around here tonight. 18 carries, 57 yards, couple of touchdowns. Then he had eight tackles on defense, two for loss, and one quarterback sack. So Blaine Dreher and Cole Spady are players of the game tonight as Adams Central beats the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 41-19. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The player of the game is brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet, GMC, Cadillac, BMW, and Hyundai. Located at 1708 South Webb Road in Grand Island and online at DinsdaleAuto.com. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coach's postgame show up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Livingston Butler Baldwin's Funeral Home and Cremation.
When it comes to funerals and making pre-arrangements, Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home is the right choice in Hastings. Now, with over a century of service, every possible funeral choice, including on-site cremation, they are a friend to turn to when your need is greatest. By pre-arranging that funeral today with Butler Vollen, it means your family will have more time to grieve and heal without all the last-minute decisions. Pre-arrange with Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Now, back to the broadcast booth with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell.
All right, back here, it's Adams Central winning over the Hastings High Tigers tonight by a score of 41-19 as Charlie Shoemaker, the head coach for the Hastings High Tigers, will join us here on the postgame. And, Coach, it was a great start for your football team. What happened after the first quarter?
I'm not real sure. I mean, we really did a nice job of executing on that first drive. And, you know, then they came back and, you know, it was kind of slow and methodical. I mean, defensively, we'd get them in a third and long. And then, They were able to convert a lot, but we also converted a lot of those on that first drive. And then after that, actually the second drive, we were kind of doing the same thing. Then we had a holding, and then we really got behind the sticks, and then you saw what happened from there.
Tell you what, we did the game last week against Schuyler, and obviously a team that you were able to handle pretty easily there, but you started out tonight. I thought your offensive line struggled a little bit last week at times, but really looked good, especially on that open drive. They did a great job.
Yeah, you know, I mean, a lot of it for us all year has been consistency. You know, we'll have a drive like that, and then we go five drives before we even, you know, even look the same. So we continue to work on that every week.
Had just 1 yard rushing in the second quarter of play, and that's not going to get the job done.
No, absolutely not. Especially, you know, an offense like Adams Central, you got to keep a hold of the ball so they don't have it. And I probably made a mistake and threw the ball a couple times with 5 minutes to go. We probably should have ran the ball, but we also had a wide open receiver and we didn't hit him on that play too. So it's just execution things, you know, and we're just not doing that right now.
You kind of got away from you ran the football a lot in the first quarter and kind of got away from that in quarter number two. Is that just what Adams Central was showing you?
You know, we had some things open. We had our out and up, and we just missed the receiver on that one. That might have been a touchdown, but just execution. You know, we had guys open all the time on our comebacks, and we didn't hit them, or we dropped the ball. So they were giving us those things, and you can't just sit there and pound it all day long. We're not good enough to do that. But, we just didn't execute on a lot of those things.
We talked about Blaine here just a minute ago, really not your backup quarterback starting the season with the injury to Vinny, but he comes in last week, looked a little uncomfortable back there, but, boy, I thought that first drive, he was pinpoint accuracy. He had some good throws out there.
Yeah, you know, and that's where he's at. You know, he just doesn't have the reps that that a normal quarterback has, so accuracy is going to be an issue. But he does have a strong arm, and we just got to continue to work on that.
You kind of talked about this in the pregame show about the weapons for Adams Central, and we saw him tonight. Cole Spady is a tough guy to handle, and then the Mark Zexter comes in and pounds you running the football late.
Well, they have all the components to be able to run the spread offense, and their offensive line did a nice job as well. So, they can kind of pick their poison there. But we had that third and long or whatever, and the double reverse pass, and it's in our hands, and we drop it, and that's a touchdown. So, you know, things like that just kind of continued all night long.
Down to the last two games of the season, what kinds of things do you try to get your team up for now?
Well, I would hope that we have a lot of pride and we want to finish the season strong. So, we're continuing to build this thing, and we just got to continue to work hard and keep building it.
Okay, thanks for talking about it.
Thanks.
Charlie Shoemaker, the head coach for the Hastings High Tigers. Again, Hastings dropping one here tonight to the Adams Central Patriots by the score of 41-19. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Football.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
So the Tigers have to regroup. They've got a ball game next week against McCook, one of the better teams in Class B. That will not be easy. That will be at home. The Adams Central Patriots, they still have a shot at maybe qualifying for the Class B state playoffs despite losing their first four ball games. They've got to win next week over Lexington, a very winnable game, and then they will go into the final game of the regular season, needing one really out of McCook to secure them a spot. We were talking this week, if they drop one in McCook, beat Lexington, beat Hastings High, they would be the first team out in the Class B state playoffs, and that would be unfortunate because Adams Central is all of a sudden starting to look like a very good team here in Class B.
Well, they really are, and they've just started gelling so well, and they've got some absolute weapons. You see it there tonight. We thought early in the year that it was going to be important moving Kyler Wormstadt from running back to receiver to get the football in his hands. He was the guy that carried the load a year ago, and they just haven't been able to really do that early in the year. Now they're starting to get the football in his hands. They've got dual threats out there with Spady and Wormstadt now, and now Zexter being back healthy. Look what he does with the football tonight. Runs for over 150 yards tonight, so they definitely got some weapons. They got some big physical guys up front. I thought they dominated the second, third, and fourth quarters tonight, offensively and defensively. Just a great job by Sean Mulligan's Patriots. So they do have a chance. And for the Tigers, you just injury-riddled season. And with the loss of Vinny, things really kind of went south for the Tigers. Hopefully they can play a competitive ball game against McCook. But that, like you said, will be a tall order next week.
So the Tigers dropped to 2 wins, 5 losses on the season. The Patriots are now 3-4. Well, then for Sioux City, we'll have Hastings College football tomorrow. Hastings taking on Morningside. That will be a 1:30 start tomorrow. It'll be a 12:30 pregame show here on 12:30 KHIS as Hastings will play at number 3 Morningside. Stick around. We got all the scores coming up next on the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show with Merritt Lawson. For my producer and engineer, Bailey Crow, for Jimmy Purcell, for Gene Shaw, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-5678. High school football has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.